Hello.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Median response.
I ace-ify this. Rock
and what a juggle of
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder. Like a machine.
What's that thing going on in here?
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous.
I saw he's 4 feet of it.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was tasing me in the genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Poo problem.
Shut up, mom. A pair.
He had ball.
There's a punch.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she go in the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
The
fact.
Ego often draws his offense of others.
No one's out. The selfie before.
Showing up again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
The line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
That's pretty funny. I'm fine. I'm still not sure what happened.
Arts. Phones.
I'm not incompetent. You're incompetent. You
settle down. Stupid.
Concert.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh,
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
For employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won. What is this, Eva? How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to Texas, University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and White Law. Good luck to them, dear old Texas. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. That is the way it sounds like, hell. To Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone, chicken digga do, chicken bone. What in the world did that mean?
Day.
Oh yeah.
I was just thinking it's tax day.
Well now.
today is a positive.
I didn't
day.
Know both were.
I think it just turned out that way. This always on the 15th. So no, that's how they offset the tax day by giving you. Are you going to Hard Rock Cafe? You don't want to sing the birthday, Wayne. No, don't bring me down on tax day. Turned him in yesterday. Today's an awesome day. Today's the Stanley Cup playoffs. Today's fantastic. No, that's good. Hey, can I ask something real quick? I haven't followed it at all, but I see the what the punishment was. What those teachers in Atlanta? You're going to jail for 20 years.
Well, I thought it was more like 7. Right?
I thought they were sentenced to 20.
I thought there was time to 20.
A bunch of them. Isn't there like a lit up going to jail?
Yeah, time. I think the time they'll actually serve is more in the
Seen this?
No.
I
remember hearing about it, I guess, when it first surfaced.
And I could be way off fixing, like, standardized test scores?
Yeah, test scores.
You get 20 years.
Let's see, up to 7 years. So they were given 20, but I 7, and then the rest of that time.
Suspended, so you get probation.
Probation,
the
but
monitoring.
Then there's like $25,000 fine.
They got 20 years in prison. Yeah. Something that people do every.
They're educators who are screwers. That it's a kid cheating on a test.
Right. So they were screwing with what was it like?
Yeah.
To make the school district look better.
Yeah.
So that the scores would be higher than.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you get doesn't that seem steep? Wait, hold on. Say what, Kaylee? So the school district gets good grades, but 20 years deep?
Well, I mean, it's...
Dude,
it's,
you changed a couple C's to A's.
That's different. It's more than some kid cheating on a fraud.
No, I mean, okay, well, everything is fraud.
No, but...
Ask everybody yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's also fears, though. Dude! And that's a bad... That I have to walk around the pen with. In four. Nah, I changed a couple of test scores.
Yep.
20 years! What is for like you guys went to college for honor code violations for that?
No, I mean you can be kicked out.
Okay, isn't this the
test?
No.
So this is you would give them 20 years for that though?
I think Diane though, like I'm just, he went light on him, the judge.
Oh, 20 years is light?
Yes, he did in court worked.
Oh, were they crying?
Yeah.
Were they just bought? Were they
family.
Little titty babies?
Well, they never done anything wrong in their whole life.
Didn't they also say, and again, I'm going by barely what I heard on the overnight. Didn't some of the teachers say that they were like being pressured into falsifying?
By administrators?
I guess, or the yeah. school district or whatever it is. Dude, you got 20 years for that,
There's, I mean, every.
Could they have gotten life?
Different.
People murder
people. Some people.
Some snitched.
They get stitches and 20 years.
He went harder on those who refused it.
Oh, wait, so did he go lighter on the snitches?
True to his word, a judge showed mercy to fiscal educators who accepted a role.
Oh, that's my, I did it.
Those
I
who
did
refused
it.
To admit guilt.
I didn't.
Mercy.
Crazy lady from Atlanta that calls us from time to time.
What?
She has the dogs, that's right. That's a little cuckoo. But she should be on top of this. That, God damn it, she's my Atlanta.
Not me.
Tammy would
have
me.
There was one former teacher who, I guess there were a couple who took pleas for lighter sentences.
Dude, so I would plead that out all day. I changed a grade.
Apologize, like Tyler said, like they're going to ground the ones
so
who best.
What
5 years probation.
5 years?
Listen, including a 1 year, 7 PNA. Home confinement, so she can't leave her house.
Wait a minute. So she got
1,000 hours
years?
Of community service.
That's easy.
$1,000 fine.
Okay, wait. So she got a year of probation. So she doesn't do jail. 1 year, 7 P.
Yeah.
Oh, put me in jail.
Prosecutors took into consideration her elderly parents, so she can do home confinement at their house, or if they need to be on.
She can go there.
Yeah.
Dude, wouldn't you over 7 P to 7?
They go take the confinement.
Yeah.
No way!
You get all your crap done during
house.
The day.
You don't go anywhere anyway!
Yeah.
You can't take your dog out for a walk.
I hate that.
not after 7 or before 7 in the morning. I can't do it!
What do you,
you.
What do you do for work? If you're a teacher by 7?
Pretty sure she should.
Yeah, I think she's gotta worry about that.
Oh, so that I mean, the people going to jail, they clearly lost their gig.
You think they're gonna hold their job for 5 years?
Pressured to do it. That's a good employee. That's what I asked to do. Head down question authority. Well, I hate authority. But you know, they did their thing. I can't believe they got 20 years. 20.
Yep.
For some
educators indicted. Anything from
35
racketeering to theft.
How do you live, say, Don't they realize, like, it won't even start till 7?
Well, you're going to have to forego your tickets that year.
I can't. I already paid for them. Hey, that's part of the renewal.
Sell them to somebody else.
Here we go. I bought them for me.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
I would take...
You get all your credit. You're like, sorry, can't leave.
Okay, if your choice was a year 7P, 7A, then obviously you take 7P, 7A.
Right.
Fineman, or 1 year 7A?
Two years in jail. Yeah.
Or 1 year probation between 7 at night, 7 at night, 7 in the morning.
Are you saying like 2 years home confinement versus 1 year in jail? I would confinement.
I don't want the home confinement. That to me is more punishment. You can't do anything.
You're not going to jail.
It's club fed.
Yeah.
I don't want 7P to 7A.
It would
ruin my life.
Good deal.
That's where I have fun.
Well, you know, then you're going to have to, you got to go to happy hour early.
I probably can't go to happy hour because I'm on probation.
No, you get passes home by 7.
Does that mean I can't work? Well, no, I just can't be a teacher, but I could get like a job at the mall.
Stuff is great compared to what originally was on the table.
Yeah, 20 years. God, is that, did anybody get?
Thank my lucky stars.
Oh, well, yeah, clearly. But you shouldn't get 20 years for that.
One woman just had a baby this weekend, so she'll be...
If I were another educator, I'd be... stuff going on in my life, too.
She just had a baby on, like, Saturday.
Okay, well, tough take. You know what? I'm not the judge. I'm another person. I'd be like, well, you know what? I have issues at home, too. I can't go away.
Well, you should...
I have season tickets. I can't even get through the season.
A little different.
Then I'll worry about renewing.
You can at least make tickets if that's what
you don't take fees.
Well, you know...
And there's no guarantee you're going to sell tickets for every game.
You should have thought of that with change in tests.
That's just doing what the principal asked me to do. Where am I going? Line to Elliot in the morning. In the morning.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I am on my way to work. I was, I try to help you all clear up some money.
Thank you. That's most times.
There's a couple of things that are going on here. I think this was a RICO at a racketeer case. And if it was a federal matter?
I don't know.
I think it was state.
No, it was just an Atlanta
national
case.
No, but no court. What happens is, one, people don't understand this. The prosecutors hold in these cases, federal, especially if it's RICO, because what happens is to charge these people with and federal judges are required, and I don't practice federal criminal law, but sentencing guidelines, judges' hands are kind of tied as far as they can or cannot. So depending upon what a prosecutor charges them with, they're facing those kinds of numbers. That said, sentence them for 20, it's a 7, and the only time the 20 comes in is if you 7. Let's say you get out in years, which is still a long time for fudging grades, I understand, but
that's
I'll leave that up to you.
Forever for fudging a grade. Great.
You see, it's intended to send... These kind of numbers are intended to people. Don't get into racketeering of children's grades. This is an important thing. It's
Freddie Quillis tried to get into racketeering of students' grades. He's people's grades. That was my buddy in middle school.
Is superior is just strictly...
I'm sorry, what?
When they say it's superior court, that doesn't have anything to do with a federal court.
It's like it's a state court.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so that's no big deal. Oh, my God, I'd be furious. I'd come unglued.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, but people, no one ever spends the 20 unless come or somewhere along the
Well, they violate their probation or their parole or they get in trouble. But so much time. Ooh, wrong button. My bad. MB.
So it is a big deal. You misspoke. It is. You're upset with the amount of time these people are
okay, maybe
sentenced.
It's a deal, but the punishment seems very excessive.
Oh, you're saying their crime wasn't a big deal.
I don't feel like it
They've
was.
They've made a big deal out of these people.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so yeah, even if crime was a big deal, it's...
There were affects other schools.
Yeah, and there were people who lost their jobs. Sounds like there were people who didn't want to go along with the plan, and so they were suddenly non-renewed. So they didn't get
Wait, so some teachers lost their gigs over
there? Yeah.
Because they didn't cheat?
Sounds like it.
Oh, dude, I cheat all day. But no, you can't. Would you rather lose your job or do you want to go to jail for 20 years? But doesn't, you agree?
There's no question that I'm not breaking the law.
But don't you agree that even if you fuck 20 years, 7 years.
I get it. I get as much as school is tied to government. He mentioned the, it makes sense.
And to sit in jail for just changing some B's to A's.
That's not all they did.
Well, they changed the Scantrons.
So different than changing a letter.
But it's along the same road. It's like his desk to double check.
Nothing like that.
And then wonder how did they get C? I didn't get C.
Elliot, what's going on?
Hey, real quick, what can I do for you, bro?
I just want to say, Kaylee, there's $1 on the line here. These people deserve to go to jail. And the people that, you know, lost their jobs because they did really better people than the people that were getting a few A's to D's.
You know what? I've always said that when I've gotten fired from my job. You know what? I'm a better person than the rest. Suck it, bitch!
Have a good one, man.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you later. All right, let me do this. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today. So let them back. We will lay everything out.
Elliot in the morning. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Get backstage to hang with Passion Pit. Listen daily for two back and be the 10th caller. Get the times to listen every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL102 Big Field Day. Presented by Mod, Subway, and Bud Light.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it?
What?
Never mind. I'll get
a rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Wyvern is also protected with a regular and filters from AutoZone. Like Pennzoil motor oil and an ST-2299. Restrictions and details in store.
Once a year in the spring, Diamonds Direct does something crazy. And it's happening this weekend. Multi-million-dollar store-wide sale. Get the unbeatable Diamonds Direct price, plus extra savings on every engagement ring, every wedding band, every bracelet, every past designers are here too. We're here with trunk loads of their jewelry all on sale. Largest ever 3-day sale. This Friday, Saturday, even open Sunday. Diamonds Direct Village.
Excuse me.
Who, me? I'm just hanging some family photos.
You can't do that, because this is a Hardee's restaurant, and you can't do that.
No, I just figured since your biscuits are, like, homemade...
Yeah?
The rest of the place feel like my home.
Sir, is that your moving truck?
Oh, fantastic. It's here. You want to help me lift?
Get two made-from-scratch bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for $3.50 at Hardee's. Hardee's. Spinning restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
ECPIU Camp Discovery Day is this Saturday. Explore in-demand degree programs that could lead to an exciting career field. Take it from our students and graduates. It could be the best...
ECPI was the main. ECPI was the best I've ever made.
ECPI University's Open House Campus Discovery Day, this Saturday. Information sessions at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. To find out more at RSVP, go to ECPI. That's ECPI.e.
Pearson Mazda is the number one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond. Savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders choose Pearson Mazda. Come find it. Lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for $3 for a month. Or lease a 2016 Mazda CX-5 for only $269 a month. So stop by our West Broad Street or visit us online at find.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 km per year, worth $1,969 to a 69, signing exclusive Mazda Sync stock number 7661.
New Odor Eaters medicated strength medication provides relief for foot and controls odor and wetness. Simula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Get French toast at IHOP with two in top.
This is why we come to IHOP.
You'll love strawberry creme or caramel apple. IHOP's new brioche French toast.
Best French toast ever.
Everything you love about breakfast. Breakfast for a limited time.
We got your car covered. Front to back, left to right. So whether you're looking for a driver's side or glove box light, get what you need. Just go to NapaOnline.com. Reserve it now, but don't put it or later. Check it out and quit messing with your speakers. Or maybe conquer the job with Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores.
Want to be sure you're paying the right price for your next new next? Introducing Price Advisor, the powerful new tool that shows you what you should pay. A purchase price just prep that's based on what others for the same car are. With decades of pricing expertise behind it, it's a that gives you the confidence to make a smart new car decision. So visit the KBB.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call and say nobody beats the insurance.
Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer and offering you the best deals in our history. Teen Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan of Richmond. Short pump, pump. Nissan Regional Sales of Teen. See dealer for complete details.
From Traffic Center. No current problems right now on the side roads. At Chippenham 288, we're running with no current delays. Lays, full volume, no problems. Take your normal routes, 95, 295, and 64.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Today, we have a lot of stuff to get. We'll get another winner to join us. It's Elliot in the Morning VIP Happy Hour. That show is sold out. It's been sold. So you get tickets to the show. You get to get in the 9:30 Club early. We'll go down in the bar, have a couple of drinks. You'll get something. And also, for this one, you also get part of a little sound. So that should be nice. I mentioned Stanley Cup playoffs get underway tonight. You get four games on the schedule. I will give you tickets to game one. Between the Caps and the Capitals. That game takes place tonight. God, I can't wait. Tickets for you to see Mumford & Sons. It's still on sale until Friday. All this and winning them before you can buy them. I realize there's a ton of stuff going on. Facebook TM on AT Online. That link. A lot of stories that we have. A lot of stuff we have to get through. You know what? That's fine. I'll hold off. Diane. Let's get into
the woman accused of dumping her quadruplets at a park so she could spend a little time with her out-of-state boyfriend. An attempted Nia Parler will be facing that charge once he is released. He has been in the hospital for still undisclosed reasons since just hours after.
Is she in there for like mental evaluation?
I don't know. And since they found the young man Friday,
but she's just in a regular hospital.
Yeah, they said it's some
herself.
She
did something, right?
The sheriff's department in Montgomery County in Maryland is security reasons prevent them from disclosing the name of the facility, and obviously you got medical privacy laws, so they don't have to say about her health. Police have added the attempted murder charge to the initial charges listed, including aggravated assault, care dependent person. So she's released from the hospital. That's against her, and then they can work to move forward with the charges. They would ask to have her extradited. Finding out a little bit more about the man who her son, he said he was trying to catch his deer for his grandkids, and he said he was following some deer deeper into this wooded area. That's when he saw the empty wheelchair, and he noticed next to it was with a blanket, and it turned out to be the young man.
Right. Yeah, so he was just there. By the way, he had essentially a baby deer stop and smile toward me today across in the picture. God damn, it scared the hell out of me.
Parents of the two Maryland children who were taken into custody after playing at a park, those parents now going to file a lawsuit, according to a lawyer. Matthew Dowd and according to the news release, he and his six-year-old sister.
The free-range parents.
Free-range.
Oh, now they're filing a lawsuit.
Yes. The kids were held in a police car for about 3 hours and then went more than 6 hours without being fed, weren't returned to their parents nearly midnight over the weekend when they were taken into custody. I'm so sick of hearing about these parents.
Oh, you're angry?
I mean, I can understand their frustration with the way that they put that the police took them into custody and, you know, they weren't at 6:30. Right. They were supposed to be home at 6:30.
Keep in mind, for doing nothing wrong.
Then you hear from there was a guy who was like eyeing the kids and stuff.
Profiling.
Huh?
That's profiling.
The homeless guy? The kids looking.
Well, he didn't do anything.
You don't know?
Well, no, I know he didn't do anything.
You want to rolling
those dice.
Exactly. Because they were saying, oh, well, God, we were terrified when the kids weren't home at 6:30. It's like, of all people that they could have been with, I would rather have them sitting in a squad car for 3 hours than, you know, than God knows where with a stranger.
Now, can I be the parents for a second, just to be devil's advocate? I wouldn't have had to worry about any of that if you would have just let them walk home like they do all the time. The only reason we got concerned was that they weren't home and we had no idea where they were.
Well, the person...
But time them to be home by 6:30, they just walk home.
The person again, who called 911
right.
initially said, I guess he was out there walking his dog.
You mean Superman. Superman, save it.
No, a concerned parent. Thinking like, God, 10, maybe he didn't know how old the kid was.
Through your neighborhood?
The little kid's 6. Not a lot, no.
Oh, walk through the neighborhood, I'm going to call 911. Just being the parents.
You're in your time machine.
I'm being the free range.
Doesn't happen anymore.
I see kids walking around our neighborhood.
Did you see the busy road that the kids were walking on the first time they got busted several months? All right.
I'm just being the parents.
Six-year-olds can be clumsy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. There wasn't a lot of room between the side kid could have, you know, tripped and fallen. I wouldn't put it on the 10-year-old to watch the 6-year-old.
I had concerns of, how old's my oldest one? 8 now? I don't have a lot of concerns of him walking down a sidewalk and slipping.
Your oldest one.
My youngest one. I don't have concern down the sidewalk and slipping off the sidewalk.
That's you. I don't let my daughter ride around the neighborhood.
Well, where does she go? Is she in the street?
No,
in the driveway.
If you want to ride your bike, I'm walking along with you.
Speed up or do anything.
Tough titter. Because you know what? There's speeding cars on this road, and I'm because they're texting.
But wait, you don't see kids walking around? Like, but just like the neighborhood friends, like just walking around
in between like cul-de-sac. He's sort of. Context like this road,
like the main road, yeah, like on cold.
Listen,
I couldn't do that. But if I'm the parents, wait, if I were the lawsuit, I mean, that's the ass. I wouldn't do any of that. But if you're one of those parents that are like, listen, just let them roam free and let them be free and all that other stuff. I think yes, I'm with you. It's way too much freedom. I'll get way too paranoid in the law.
I know, and I felt bad because, you know, they showed the little kid talking on the news that very articulately seemed to chirr 10-year-old.
Yeah, because they're in the streets, bro.
But if you want to take that chance, it's on you.
I couldn't do it, but not breaking the law.
Right. You see the frustration from both sides, though. And I don't the initial guy who called 911 a narc. No, he wasn't. He was just a little bit. These kids were alone in a park. Maybe he didn't know that the kid was 10.
Well, I'm calling 911. The neighborhood. Wait, hold on. Line one. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey.
Fun. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I'm 50 years old. I ran around in parks when I was 8 years old and 9 years old, 10 years old, my sisters and my buddies that were having any issues. You know, I'm sorry. Everybody's getting a little bent out of shape about 4 kids, you know. Let them have a little freedom once in a while. You don't have to bring them into child services every time you see a kid out in the street. Very cool, a little bit.
I think back to, like kids walk from school. My kids don't walk home from school. Kids walk home from school. Don't they have to walk in a group? Isn't there, like you're the group of walkers that everybody wants? I think so, because I feel like the kids that I'll see, like, occasionally or something, I feel like there's the walker kids, and they all, like, walk together into the same neighborhood. We were in, like, first, second, third. I think we lived a mile from school. I would just walk home. It would just be my sister and I. And sometimes if my sister went to her friend's house, I would just walk home by myself.
I know. I was walkers, great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
I mean, it was...
So why are you all up these people's ass?
It's different. And I used to rash of it. Like, what the hell are you doing? Stayed at home. You were a mom. It is your job.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was busy at home getting stuff done. Frank Mueller needed to get washed.
But, you know, you were saying in kindergarten that you wanted to walk. I'm like, oh, so if a 5-year-old wants to do something... You obviously.
How far are you from school? How far are you from school?
That's not walkable.
Oh, so they have to bus. Yeah, like they can't. Well, I mean, I guess they could walk. It'd take a couple hours.
You know, we let her walk home from the bus stop by herself. A block.
Whoops.
A block.
Nah, that's no big deal.
I'll
tell you what, she better not walk by my house. I'm calling 911, Superman. I'm saving the neighborhood.
Well, and if somebody comes up to you, you scream bloody murder like mama.
Remember though, like these kids, the clothes were dirty. They were by themselves for 20 minutes. They wanted to pet the guy's dog.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a dog. The dogs are nice. I'm a kid.
That's strange if that was the situation.
I agree with you 100%. Okay. I agree with you 100%.
So why are you mocking the guy?
Because nothing wrong.
No, but you're mocking the guy who called 911.
Called 911 for that.
thought this is very, very strange. I gotta get home and lock my door.
I don't know if he had a conversation with the 10-year-old saying, so
I would have talked to the 10-year-old. Like what's going on.
But then you don't know if the 10-year-old's telling the truth.
Well, I mean, he's wandering around like an adult. I'm going to believe him. I would have talked to the 10-year-old, definitely.
Stranger danger.
Yeah,
stranger.
Yeah. What he would, I mean.
I'm very friendly, though.
How much
very
he's going to give back to you, right, because of stranger.
But at least I tried.
Okay. With cigarettes, send him on his way.
That I wouldn't do. I'd sell him one, but I'm not going to give him one.
Bostonians looking forward to Patriots Day coming up. They've got a lot of ceremonies that'll be going on, and every year. Every year is the bust since the Jarathon trial after finding Jahar Tsarnaev guilty on all 30. Looking forward to sentencing on Tuesday, so the day after. Judge told him yesterday, y'all cannot go to the marathon, and don't watch it.
Yeah, no coverage. Can't be involved in any of the... to push the sentencing part of the trial back. Literally starts the day after the marathon. Marathon, by the way, they also declared yesterday, which is smart, it makes sense, was the their other big announcement was no, like they were concerned that a lot of runner family members who would want to like head or stuff like that, or just please would want to fly a drone, that's not going to be allowed. And rightfully so.
April, 78% of Americans expecting you to get some money back this year. Average refund, more than $2,800. I know, that ain't bad. 33%.
Man, did I mess up my paperwork.
What'd you get?
Come on, $52,000.
Nice. Wait.
TurboTax computes everything for you.
I did what it said.
I print. That's all I do.
Spend that refund on a vacation. There's another third that will put that savings, at least most of it, using it to pay off debts. In a related story, a new survey found 81% of people fake somebody else 3 times a year.
Wait, are you counting spouses? Oh, well, then that number should be married. That number's 100%.
I've never done Lindsay's.
Oh, Tyler, have.
No, there's that I've had to write it on.
Like, not even like a stupid school form or something like that?
Not yet.
Real? Yours?
No.
You
know what our go-to is? When you order...
Scribble.
No. Well, oh, yeah. Oh. That's what I do for Scott, is scribble.
Scott writes with his feet.
If you order something from carry out and you use, maybe I'm using his charge card to pay for it.
Right.
They don't care. That's just, you know, scribble, scribble.
Yeah, okay. So that counts. Kaylee, you forged.
Yeah.
You signed.
Yeah, she's got seats. We all can suck. A little bit low. 81% fake. Somebody else.
Well, but if you're single, then you're not forged. Where the opportunity isn't as pretty as the credit card. I did find out yesterday, some friends of ours, somebody tax return using our security number.
Using your friends?
Oh, yeah.
No, some random person.
Some random.
That happened to her, too.
Oh, they just found out about it. I think for your aunt, was it a colossal pain in the
ass? One now for the foreseeable future. You get this special number from the IRS.
He was talking to the woman. That, I mean, and granted, that was a fresh scab that it just...
I was talking to somebody who found out about it because the person who committed the fun check that they were getting, he went to the real person. They're like, hot from...
And then you don't say anything.
Well, yes, they had to because they were... When this happened, they were like, I haven't filed my taxes yet.
Nope, government error.
It costs... Well, no, I mean, luckily it was caught.
So wait, so your aunt now has to have like a special ID, like code that she has to write on her return?
And obviously, mono.
God, I don't know if I have that slot available. Tax. I don't know if they give me a special code area. God damn.
Royal Baby Watch is in full swing now as people of the new baby coming to Kate Middleton and Prince William. Like,
it's a girl. Remember her friend leaked all that info.
Special no parking signs are up. Media expected undoing at St. Mary's Hospital. Expensive to have a baby there now after Prince George arrived in July of 20.
It's in the hospital?
No. They're saying they're ready. And she's going to go back to the hospital.
Oh, so she did the hot
doctor,
stuff.
That kind of thing. A two-room suite now costs $9,600 for a one
room.
That's normal delivery. That is normal.
Dude, go shared room. You know how cheap that is? In the morning.
Hey, what's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not too much, but hey, I want to tell you, man, I've been married for 13 years now. My wife has never been to the bank. I forged her $4,000.
That's illegal, by the way. I don't
because you're married?
Yeah. I don't feel like it's illegal when you and Kaylee sign my credit cards. Like my credit card receipts. I don't feel like that's what's going on. I'm authorizing. Yeah, I was like, dude, 13 years and she's never
Yeah, we have a joint account, and she refuses to go in there. She won't even go to an ATM machine to take money out.
Oh, I love this woman. That's my kind of woman. I wish Jackie did drunk. That would make it her world.
I wanted to tell you another quick. I heard you guys talking about the Dave today.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers somehow is related to Dave. There was a family in Chargeville years ago.
Hold on one second. Going to talk to a relative.
Billy Joel and his longtime girlfriend Alexis Roderick are about to become parents.
He's welcoming their first child.
This second child, 65.
Right. His first one is Alexa Ray.
She's 29. The dad with Christie Brinkley. So this couple.
How old is he? 65?
65.
How old's his wife?
She's 33.
No. Ugh, God, you're starting over at 65. You know who I bet wanted to hang himself yesterday?
Who?
Was it in Houston where the guy uplets? Charles.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, God. There's no way. There's no way.
Why is it bad that it's all girls?
Well, five at once.
Five would be a challenge if it was mixed or all boys.
Five weddings? Do you know how expensive that is?
Five colleges?
Five weddings?
Again, let's go back. Okay, I can understand the college. Always up the girls anymore.
Thank God.
I'm counting on boys' weddings.
That's a little bit primitive thinking, don't you think?
I'll kick in some money for the rehearsal dinner.
Hey, I bought the keg.
I'll give a nice thing. Could you imagine having five daughters at once?
Well, I can't imagine seven kids. Come middle school, five.
Oh, forget
five
it.
It would be rough.
Oh, my God. By the way, this also just dawns on me, and I don't know how to imagine having to buy mice.
I'm talking about tampons?
Oh, my God. You ain't got a waste back to get big enough for all. I'm going to cycle at the same time. Shoots with those things.
It's a dumpster in the driveway.
ABC also released a clip leading up to its two-hour special called Bruce Jenner, The Internet.
April 24th.
My whole life has been getting me ready for this.
Bruce Jenner, The Interview, The Journey, The Decisions, the Diane Sawyer, April 24th on ABC.
From him, that I guess we have all about what we just heard, that clip.
Right.
So we will find out next Friday night.
Oh.
Not this Friday, next Friday.
Yeah, no, we'll be gone.
Yep.
I hope it's good. It's good.
They have means to report, even watch it online.
I know. All right, well, don't ruin it for me.
Stanley Cup playoffs getting underway tonight with the Capitals and the Islanders.
Today's the greatest day of the year.
At the Verizon Center. Montreal, Nashville, and Chicago, and the Vancouver Canucks take on the Calgary Flames.
By the way, sad news out of Ottawa as they go into the playoffs. One of the sick for a while. I think he's 55, but he was diagnosed with cancer. Died yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Baseball, after rallying from a 5-1 deficit, Nationals scoring 6 in the 5th inning to take a 7-5 lead. Seventh inning.
Then they just all over the bed. Unbelievable. Fielding's atrocious.
Nationals in 7.
Ian Desmond, and I hate when people always go, I could have made that play. I am better defensively than Ian Desmond right now.
What if Nationals are going to win the World Series?
Diane, it's not a sprint.
Attendance, by the way, for the first week of the season, at attendance versus last year's, on average, there are 500 per game this year.
Yeah, second greatest sport.
Basketball, Wizards 99-95. That was double over. Pacers play Memphis when they are into the playoffs. Back to the Wizards. They'll wrap up the regular season this evening against the Cavaliers. Final spot in the Western Conference playoffs comes down to tonight. The Pacers beat the Spurs or the Thunder. The Pelicans are in. Oklahoma City wins. They need San Antonio to beat New Orleans for the Thunder. Not a big surprise, LeBron James with the most popular jersey in the league. So that LeBron leads with jerseys. Curry had the second best-selling jersey, followed by Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, and Derrick Rose. That is a look at news and sports.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious 3-course dinner at Bonefish Fire and Ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the present, starting at $19.99. Start this 3-course salad. Then pick from 5 specials, cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grill tender and perfect. I'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of 5 entrees, all starting at $19.99. Hurry in, because this incredible deal won't last.
Bonefish Grill. Incredible served eggs or daily. Go to Bonefish today to receive your $10 gift. Now that's incredible.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning on XL1.
He had 12 kids.
Did he really?
Yeah, they said survived by his wife and 12 children.
No S. Yeah. Did he really? Well, 13 if you count Bolton. What did he die from? Was he just old?
Cancer.
Oh, well, old and then he on top of that. Mm-hmm. Very good. First time winners. Here we go. 866 to Elliot. Elliot, 866-5468. First time winners, you call me right now. I will give you tickets. You will go see Dave Matthews Band and Band in concert. Jiffy Lube Live. Call me right now. Tickets are yours. 866-2-Elliot-235-546.
With Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online. XL102.
Coming in the spring this month at Rick Hazlett with GMC. You too can be a Hendrick Vehicle driver by visiting Vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Schwarzpont Mall Street. Over 500 new 1,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. We're starting off the season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles. Here's the first pitch. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverado. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain. And 5% on all Malibus. The payoff pitch is on the way. Up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, 4 grand off MS Traverses and Enclaves, and up to 3 grand off MSRP on all on the way to start the season. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. .com. At Rick and Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
The 10th Annual Central Fridge Innsbruck Pavilion, Saturday, May 9th from noon to 6. Sample 10 different wineries and live music, 44 Diesel, and the Escorts. Tickets $20 in advance, $25 at cvawinefest.com or your local Martin's Foods.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sandwich with... A sandwich?
Sandwich!
Yeah.
Sure, why didn't you say that? Why say so in the first place?
Sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to visit. He doesn't have kids. Yeah, now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over... Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is over 75 years of my benefit. Now I know. And now I have one less coworker.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now you know Geico has been around for over 75 years. It's time to bestow knowledge. Geico could save you on motor and boat coverage, and they have mineral discounts. Not to mention, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder percent customer sat. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online over the office.
Thursday morning at 9:20 for less.com. Buy one ticket and get a second ticket free to see The Aliens by Pulitzer Prize winning playwright Annie Baker. Live at Firehouse or firehousetheater.org. Thursday morning at 9:20 at Richmond for less.com.
Experience the power. Tough Ram 1500, Ram Heavy Duty, and Chassis Cab at your local dealer. Or roll up your sleeves and log on to get to work. Guts, glory, Ram. Stop by Wawa on April 16th and get a free any size freshly coffee in celebration. Hooray for free coffee. Happy Wawa Day. See store for details.
Spring Black Friday is with once a year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, deal here today and gone tomorrow. Like the Top Brass Pocket Hose, regularly $29.97. Wednesday only, just $19.88. You won't beat that price. And tomorrow. Let's do this. Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. We're only live last limit.
Much more collision on Wilkinson, and isn't it mine? Otherwise, no problems on the side roads. Chippenham 288 in the downtown expressway running with no delays. Light travel from 95, 295, and 64.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
buckle up yourself today. Go watch that part of the stars disappear to nothing. The day the world is lit, we're in bed. I'm gonna rock you like a rocket, and the steadiest rock we will ride as the drum will float there. Watch it all, mingle, mingle, burn it, swim it. You know, love waves splash and rising up from the ashes. And when the world ends,
yeah. Sally in the morning. All right, I need some furnace fluid. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this? Mike, how you doing, dude?
I'm
excellent, thank you. Mike, what'd you end up doing last night?
Nothing much. I went out to dinner with the kids and came home. I was stuck on the couch.
Oh, dude, good for you. Good for you. That's one of the best feels of the day.
Yep, it was. I got a nice early sleep time and woke up early this morning. So.
Fat and bloated on the couch. That is living. Oh, for my advance, Tyler, did you DVD? You had banked your off day.
Yeah, I took a day off.
Yeah, well, the body needs it.
It was at his advice.
That's his program. I mean, you're just point.
That's right, but I'll try. I'll be right back at it. This morning I did the wake up.
Right, of course.
But today I'll tackle. I took a Snapchat snap of me this morning.
Oh, really?
I'm in. Walk the dog. It's like a half.
Real quick.
Is it wrestling related?
No, it has nothing to do with wrestling. Nothing to do with wrestling. Talk to when it's come up with Kaylee and Diane in the past. It's been like deal breakers that you would have to know getting in a relationship with a dude, circumcised or not. Wasn't that one of them?
Yeah.
There was like two others on that list. I don't remember what it was.
Colostomy bag.
What? Oh, that's a good question. But was that for all of strictly Diane and Kaylee?
Haley. It off and come off looking horrible.
Right, okay, so you know what, I'll put that on there. So it was colostomy bag.
There was something very recent.
I can't think of.
But I feel like it wasn't necessarily...
Circumcision was a big one. Is it something with the tongue?
No, I feel like it was something with a penis.
The penis.
I don't remember. I know it was...
Was it Eiffel Tower baseball bat or straight
maybe
cylinder?
Maybe that's what it was.
Was that?
But there was something very recent.
I know.
And you S to Eiffel Tower, no to baseball bat. And straight cylinder is the reg.
Sure. So yeah.
But I think you frowned on the, but wasn't there was see though, that Diane was like, oh, I would never touch that.
No, I feel like then I was kind of lenient on, like it kind of deal breaker.
I don't know.
Let me find it.
All right, in the meantime, let me go to Alan. Hi, Elliot, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not too much, man.
What did you doing last night?
I worked late, walked in a couple times with my 5-year-old playing some Lego Batman.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Good you. Hey, let me ask you something. Single dad or are you married? Hey, how long after you got married did you breast?
How long after?
How long after you got married and breasts?
Definitely happened before marriage.
Prior, okay. All right. Is that the norm?
You would think.
Now, the reason I ask about the deal breaker, I'm reading I'm following a story of a guy who is in the middle of a divorce from his wife. Married back in 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
They filed for divorce in 2011. So they were married a long time. Is over what the alimony and everything's going to be. This is where they're having big issues. Argument in the wed and the reason that they're heading for divorce is he's saying that she has deformed nipples.
That brings this up.
But I'll get you to that issue. First of all, what would a deformed nipple be?
What that means?
They
right?
don't. They don't.
No pictures.
But like we've heard of like inverted nipples, and then we've heard of like the ones that like hang off like a little tail. No, we've definitely heard of right.
Okay.
Where it's almost like a weak piece of meat that just kind of...
Yeah, those are...
Right.
Well, they don't come up, but they
discussed them. We've addressed them. Says, and this is his whole... That they got married in 72. He wife's breasts until 74. So okay. 2 years later is when he saw his argument now is he never would have married her had no, he had deformed nipples. This has turned into
saying this 40 years later.
Well, he stayed with her through all of this.
They had kids.
But he would have never gotten in, if he would have known what he 2 years after marriage, and that was she had the deformed nipples.
He could have said this 2 years into the marriage, so he could have said that in 1974.
Yeah, but at that point, he was like, you know what, we're married, I got in this for better, stayed
with
her.
So this is the burden that he's carried.
For 40 years, he's walked around weight on his shoulders. Would a deformed nipple be a deal?
I don't think so.
Does it depend on the deform?
This guy clearly has no qualms about looking horribly super.
But that could... Diane won't touch a non-circumcised penis.
Yeah, but that is going on a date prior to the
okay. So,
first
do you want to know
dinner.
Ahead that there's a deformity of the nipple?
The nipple thing wouldn't drive me crazy.
You say I don't know. I have no idea.
Sometimes if you breastfeed, they
could you also go 2 years to your wife's breast?
That part is very strange.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
How is that? Scott definitely saw your boobs before you got married.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott saw your boobs gay.
Yep. No, I held off for a year.
There's no way you held off. How long before?
I'm just obviously.
Like, when are you dating? I'll guess. Less than a month. Really? Boy, that's quick time.
Yes. That makes me normal.
Oh, free slut play. So less than a month, he was staring at...
His words, not hers.
He would never say mini.
Ninnies, you're right, plural. Deformity you'd like to address right now.
Oh, do you think with this woman she with him because she knew there was a...
Oh, that's interesting.
Because now if she, that to me, what's the word I'm looking at? It's not entrapment, but it's along those lines. Deception.
Well, that's his own problem then. A red flag for you? You're going to be seeing naked?
Well, some people are just uncomfortable with their physical appearance.
I know people who fancy themselves to be like, you know, born again virgins, whatever.
I'm just talking about listen, Diane, not everybody's got their clothes off on a parade 4 weeks into a courtship. No, I'm going to only use words.
Sounds like it.
No, but I mean, everybody just sees their wife naked or
how about you walk down the aisle? It's 2 years?
Okay, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But doesn't that lead you to believe there might be some rule for this guy?
No, just a tiny thumbnail about the case.
Well, I know that there's a nipple.
That's it. Well, I'm not saying that's it. There's got to be more.
Don't do an image search.
No.
It's awful.
Kaylee, prior to marriage, doing print. Within the first month? 2 months?
2 weeks. Or was it hour?
Yeah, I want to say the first... Exactly, I believe the first time Jackie sans blouse and bra was, wedding night.
Is the charade for?
2 years of deception. I'm on this dude's side.
But can't you say waited 40 years? If it's bothered you that much.
Well, I tried to.
And you can say.
I tried to make this work.
Okay, but I mean, I'm guessing there's kids.
Uh-huh.
But did he want to wait till his kids were like 30?
I wanted some time to go by. I didn't want to be separated from the family because of the crazy nipple.
Okay.
But you're telling me a nipple isn't a deal breaker.
If I really love the person, I feel like I could get over that.
Could you fall in love?
10 everywhere else.
Man, 2 years. 2 years without seeing crap.
That's not if they were, I mean, that was 2 years that they were married.
Married, yeah, he didn't see him before. It'd be a deal breaker.
Well, you'd be the one screaming.
100%.
Entrapment. And then he'd say deception.
While I was struggling for the word, yes. If Lindsay told you that you wouldn't be able to until 2 years after marriage, yeah. That's a deal breaker. Yeah, that's definitely a deal breaker. I got to see that little upside down heart. I got to see some ninnies. A glimpse of a Kujini from time to time.
Worst
it
word.
Is. But I'm trying to be sweet to them because they have a deformed cap on. All right, dude. Hey, hold tight one second.
Hey, appreciate
you got it. Hold tight one. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
I was married for 4 years. I did not see my ex naked before our wedding night.
Nope.
Yeah.
I never
had sex before I was married.
Wait, so you went into it knowing that you wanted to be a virgin until marriage.
Yeah, wasn't that stupid?
I mean, it's not my cup of tea. I would never order that off the menu. But I mean, listen, I mean, if that's what somebody's into, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not divorced.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I talked to you before. I called you like last summer getting some advice because my ex was going to like parade to her house and everything. I was going to wait till the divorce to, you know.
I believe if conversation, but I'm sure I told you don't do that.
Yeah. I had my fun last summer. And, I want to spend the rest of my life.
Whoa, pump a break. Pump a break.
No, it's cool.
Pump a break. Don't get right back on that horse.
Trust me, man. I'm not. But it'll be a while before we'll make anything official. But
right. Well, so you never saw your wife naked on the wedding night.
Yes.
Were you okay with it?
Well, it was the first time I had sex, so yeah.
You seen another woman naked though?
Real woman?
Oh, yeah. The first time I'd seen a real woman naked in front of me before.
Oh
yeah. No, I mean, you'd seen movies and pictures for your man.
Went to middle school.
that reminds me. I got to have some Sammy on Facebook today. That was the first girl's boobs I ever saw. All right, dude. Oh. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. it was short for Samantha.
Yeah, no, I was thinking Samuel Milkman.
I've seen his boobs. No, I was sitting her front of her shirt down. She was wearing like some big V-neck thing.
What grade?
She just pulled them down and showed me her knit. I wasn't the first person she had done that.
Doesn't
with.
Sound like
no, not
it.
At all. Not at all. First person I kissed. The first person hand. And that would remember her for two reasons. She was a larger girl, and number two, it was very hot in El Paso. She had a big sweat mustache. Hi, Elliot. In the morning, Callahan. Today, I got to get on Facebook. Hi, who's this?
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who are you?
Hey, this is Steven from New York.
Hey, what's going on, Steven?
I formed nipple when I was a teenager. And this woman sounds like she definitely kept it a secret for exactly what happened with this chick.
What was the deformity though?
Never got to see it.
Oh wait, you never so you you dated a girl with a deformity, you saw it.
Went to go make out with her once, snuck into her parents' basement, she pitch black. Into it, and I ran home.
but she told you that she had a deformed nipple and that there was no way
it was pitch black. I tried to, and she absolutely stopped, you know, pumped the brakes, and that's when I just said, this is left.
How did she describe it? I doubt she used the word deformed.
This was a long time ago. I think she said one or the other.
Can of worms.
It was either.
I tell you what, I'm dying to know what the issue was.
Now, you know, this is, you know, I was 15, 16 years old, so I was like now.
Yeah, I would have, and then I would have to, and I feel like, for example, if Jackie would have said to me early on, hey, I just want to let you know, one's not, I feel like, and by the way, it was horrified by it. Up front, I would have said, you know what, I don't even care, but it would be like a car. I have to be able to see it just so I know what I'm dealing with.
How could I make you care? I sound like a car salesman. What is it going to take to get you into this shirt?
Wouldn't you know what it was?
Oh, if I'm this guy, I don't know how many years, but it would eat at me every single day.
Absolutely. I have no idea how you've moved on.
Maybe you guys get on Facebook together.
I did it. Thank you, my friend.
T-shirt to rock in New York?
Hold on one second. Hold on one.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah.
My name's Ryan.
Hey,
I don't think I heard anybody say a awful reason it is to leave your wife after that long being married because you
Well, yeah, it's like it's him looking for excuses.
No, it's deception. I've lived with the deception for 30 years. It's time for me to move on.
Well, I mean, it seems like reason, because that was in, what was it, 2015?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? It takes me a while to get comfortable with the decision that I made.
Yeah, but like 40 years?
Well, what do you want him to do? Spend the rest of his life being miserable? He's already gone through 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he doesn't love his wife anymore, and that's the real reason, and that's the reason for a divorce. I mean, that's okay after 40 years, because he also looks a bit, like, aimed.
He wanted deformed nipples to get out there for a little jab. Like, she
probably.
She must have pissed him off.
By the way, I also have to tell you, if I were the judge in the case, I'd have to see what I'm dealing with.
Like, you, in person, photographs, or?
Defendant, that'll be up to you, but I'm good dealing with.
I'll be in chamber.
Okay. Did have one very attractive female with her shirt off. Never saw him over the course of a year. Maybe 10 hookups. I don't want to say his name. I don't want him to get mad. Lamont. Is that odd to you?
Yeah, that would be. I feel like there's a movie or a few hundred where that happens.
Would you address it?
10 times?
You would address
it? Before, 10 times. He, like, tried to assist in taking your shot to him.
So you're 6 years to the
I would certainly be suspicious.
But would, I mean, it's one thing. Oh, dude, you're suspicious.
I would, because obviously.
What's going, like, hey, you have no problem unzipping your jeans. What's going on up here?
Because the intimacy has nothing to physical nature of it.
Disagree.
And if there's, like, an emotional disconnect,
right.
I don't understand why something is happening.
Right.
I would bring
But that physical part of it.
Yes, but I can't. There's obviously something going on where we're not getting to some area.
Because there's something wrong upstairs.
Because we're not connected to one wavelength.
Right.
That's about it.
So would you just say, show me your tiggies?
No, I would not address it that way.
Are you going
too mature? Because I feel like at one point I want to go like, hey, come on. I have to see what the hell is going on
up
there.
I hope she's drunk when she hears that.
Yeah, great.
Hi, Elliot the morning. Elliot the morning.
Get out the kid. Seriously. Probably shouldn't say that.
What? Well,
forcibly.
I'm not forcing her shirt open. I'm not doing that, but I'm being direct.
You're shaming her.
No. Direct. I'm being direct. Hey, Elliot in the morning.
She was wearing a short
Hello?
Skirt.
Hi, who's this?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, I feel start just bitching.
Well, you and I have actually met. I'll tell you that much. But
where did I meet you? You came to the. You worked for PETA?
Not for PETA, no.
Oh, okay.
No, but I came to see you. We've actually met, but I don't want to say.
What capacity?
To listen to this.
The capacity were you up
this
here?
This isn't the woman
I
who
brought
put
you
the,
something.
You brought me something?
Mm-hmm.
The lobster on the nipple.
Is it? No. You didn't attach lobsters to your nipples, did you?
Oh, no.
Did you?
I actually brought you something you were looking
for. You're short.
That gave it away.
I got that. I know exactly.
Yeah, I was there. I really early in the morning.
Yes, yeah, and you were very kind to do that. I feel like you drove a very long way to do work. Anyway, that's
and then
not
to us, and then people ripped her apart online saying she's crazy.
Oh, that's right.
You're a part of that. Don't act like you didn't know about it.
Anyway, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I actually have something like that going on. I'm not embarrassed of it because I actually an inverted and regular nipple, so it's kind of embarrassing.
But the inverted one
it messes with your head whenever you meet somebody. You know, you have to get naked. It's kind of something you got to put out there because.
Well, you and I are dating, and let's say, I'm not going to treat you like Diane. I'm going to give you 2 months. Let's say that we're at the point where that blast is coming off. Have you already told me about, or are you raising a hand and going, I want you to know.
I probably would be. I just want you to know.
Really?
It isn't like it's you know, you're not really comfortable with it because they're not normal.
Right.
But they don't look bad, but they're just not.
But I mean the recoil and feet
at all. I actually think I have pretty
pretty decent one, so.
Honestly, you have an ample bosom?
It's not exact. Well, you not exactly ample, but it's not.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're not part of the itty bitty.
No, not at all. I think that's probably one of the asses that I have. Because I actually, I'm proud of them. They're beautiful. They just happen to be.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. Did you, I don't remember if you're married.
Separate.
That's fine. But not because of the nipple. Wow. Not because of the nipple.
Not at all.
But let me ask you this. When you were starting, like now you're proud of your breasts and you love them I believe you said it's one of your best assets. Early on in the eating experience, though, were you soft, don't take a looky type girl?
Really? Because it's the only time that it really bothered me is whenever I had to, get naked or. No. They're not that shape. They're just
right.
You know what I mean. And most men mind.
No. Probably wouldn't even notice for the first couple months.
Exactly. I mean, it just makes me different. It makes me something that you'll
different, unique.
So yeah, I mean, it is a little bit. I think when I was younger, it was a little bit more of because you're very self conscious about them.
Of course.
But as I'm getting older, I realize, you know what, it doesn't really matter because. It just
makes very good. Yeah, it does. I mean, last thing, and then I'll let you jump. I don't remember when you were either standing in the room or right after you left. I don't remember Diane going, "Oh my God, Jesus
Christ!" Well, I didn't think that you could see my boobs.
Exactly. Yeah. Now I remember you. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, you take.
Thank
care.
You. All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, phone calls, please. 866-235-5468. Any good stories, anything at all that you want to get into, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-546.
Elliot in the morning. Mornings. Walk the moon. Sold out tomorrow night at the 9:30. Don't worry. EITs. We'll get you into the show. You passes to our VIP happy hour and soundcheck party. Meet the band and get in before everyone. Listening's VIP happy hour and soundcheck party with Walk the Moon. Need more info? /EITM online. Elliot in the morning. This is XL102 after Elliot. Alternative.
Diamonds Direct's biggest ever three-day store-wide is Friday through Sunday. Exclusively everything. All earrings. On sale. All pendants. On sale. All wedding rings, bands, bracelets. 3 days. Diamonds Direct's all racks are even lower. Plus, special financing up to 48 months. Save big on engagement with jewels, colored gemstones. Best year. Why? It's this weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And only at Diamonds Direct.
Hey, honey. You guys, did you forget my parents were coming over for breakfast?
Hey, Jerry, your shoes.
And why are your eyes bloodshot?
Are those grilled cheese breakfast sandwiches with...
Yeah.
Guy.
We'll talk later.
Make an uncomfortable morning comforting the grilled cheese breakfast sandwich. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants.
Pearson Pre-Owned will be open until midnight. Keep the doors open until midnight for their first ever Midnight Madness sale. With midnight markdowns, there'll be great deals on pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. With most under colors. Come register to win a 48 and see why Richmonders prefer Pearson. Need to hurry because the doors won't lock until the stroke of midnight. But only on Saturday, April 18th during the Midnight Madness sales event at Pearson Pre-Owned. 9601 Midlothian Turnpike. Or visit Pearson.
He's the Grammy-nominated guitarist. This Thursday, the Capitol Ale House... TR3 featuring Tim Reynolds. Experience Virginia's own Tim Reynolds and TR3 at the Capitol Ale House Music Hall. Thursday, 18th. Guitar virtuoso, session musician, Dave Matthews Band member. Witness Tim Reynolds and TR3 this Thursday at the Capitol Ale House Music Hall. Ticket at Capitol Ale House down at 619 East Main Street.
Heather Lanning can tell the difference osmosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasite.
And PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good. Navy Federal Credit Union, 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, and the third by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Fortune 500 companies, downtown location. Earn your Executive MBA's Business District. Register now for our next information session on April 17th. Make it EA.VCU.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I fresh coffee with sugar and out of fresh to death out for you. And here's your fresh brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a brewed McCafe coffee. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices are...
No breakfast.
Long cash.
Here you go, man. I got an extra sauce burrito and small McCafe on the menu.
From the savory sauce, sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's dollar menu at your mornings up to speed every day.
Yeah, I am ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price anticipation may vary.
The 8th Annual Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival. 19 cents. This gets you in. Also, you will go fast. Featuring King Diamond. Hell yeah. The Devil Wears Prada. And more. Friday, July 24th. Chippy Lou Live. Tickets on sale Friday, April 17th at LiveNation.com. Or all tickets at RockstarMayhemFest.com.
Watch for a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder of 64 westbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike and Valley Bridge area. 95 South Hanover and Lewistown Road, watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. Collision reported as a high school.
Join Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia for our Walk for Wishes on Saturday, Stony Point Fashion Park. Funds raised will help in our community with life-threatening medical conditions. Visit va.wish.org and register today.
From the top of building, WW Dushington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott Morning.
Happy Jackie Robinson Day. Although I'm glad something fell through.
What's that?
Remember, Dude was being a baseball stadium on Jack. I've never been in a baseball stadium on Jack. And all I wanted to find to go to for Jackie Robinson Day, playoff game. Miserable. But anyway, happy Jackie Robinson Day to everybody. Coming up a little bit. I'll have tickets for you. Mumford & Sons keep them on sale Friday morning. So all this week, you're going to win them before you can buy them. Watching hockey, I will have Caps playoff tickets for you during Diane's Dirt. So you got a little bit until we get there. Coming up in a little while also. Join us Thursday night. That's tomorrow, Elliot. VIP happy hour with Walk the Moon. So we will do that. All right, some follow-up phone calls. 866-2368. I don't know if I ever shared this with you. He shared it with me, though. You know, we've mentioned Gene and Paul from KISS.
Yes.
They're Rockin' Brews.
Uh-huh.
Chris Jericho, excellent breakfast at Rockin' Brews. That's our location. As soon as you fly into L.A., that's where you go. What does he say? Best restaurant in the terminal.
I know.
Wow. Terminal.
See you next weekend, Chris. 10 days.
Wait, where are we? Oh, that's right. We will see you next weekend. That's right.
2 o'clock hour on the third. Fozzy.
Tyler has gone over the entire Welcome to Rockville Festival and laid out our stage placement so that we know exactly where and where and when he's out for us.
You go Fozzy at one stage. And it's the third stage, stage C. What a good lineup for like the seat.
Also, now Dynamic Line Masters on Saturday evening and went to the Masters on Sunday for the tournament. That's big to go to the Masters on Sunday. That's like a winning day.
I wonder what those tickets cost.
I went down to Augusta on the Masters on Sunday for the tournament. Started running up a hill behind. To hit the bathroom and make it back in time before the next group came through. Got yelled at. He came back and was mad, saying, I got yelled at for running. You can't run at Augusta?
They're very particular things.
But it's probably, think of it this way, though, when the people run, running back and forth between a bathroom to a green, or run along the fairway, try to get a better position. It'd be chaos.
Okay,
But then you have to have a blanket rule.
Nobody can run.
Because you do some tournaments scurry, and it's unbecoming.
The
of the course and the tournament.
They don't let no phones, no runes, no running. You can't kick. Man, they take all the
so
fun
many
out
rules.
Of that. So, then I don't know who sent this to me, but it's awesome. The guy's a Seals fan, but he went to Busch Stadium and he painted Busch Stadium on his body.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
That's awesome. That's great. That guy looks cool. It's well done. He's a bigger guy. Big old belly button.
You need service area.
Big old belly button. All right, then a couple of, wait, am I grabbing these? Or am I okay? A couple of other things real quickly. There are two pictures that are, three if you count. Do you see all those jelly beach?
Scary.
Dude, what the heck? You can't even see the ground. Look at that, Tyler. That's all jellyfish.
Wow.
That's somewhere on the West Coast, so it doesn't affect me at all. Those are the old purple sailors. But yeah, they're a bunch of jellyfish that watch. You can't see. They're all dying. You know what?
God.
Horrible. Horrible. New pictures that were going around that were creating a bit of a stir. It's real or not? I'll save that one for a second. The first one is the woman is laying on the ground next to a giraffe that she had killed. Did you see this woman yesterday?
No.
So there's a woman. The reason it started catching face went after her.
Oh.
So there's a woman, but she is, I guess she like hunts like big game and stuff like that. So I guess she killed a. Boy, is it weird to see. Look at her. Oh, you got her right there. What's wrong?
That's sad.
So she's laying on the ground next to the giraffe. You see the giraffe's head and she's like, I mean, it's a giraffe, so you know it's big.
Mm.
And she next to the dead giraffe. Where she's laying like by its neck to show how big it is, and she got a very cute smile on her face. But then I guess Ricky Gervais went after her. Ricky Gervais was saying, "What must have happened to you and your to make you want to kill a beautiful animal and then animal and then killing?"
The last time this kind of stuff came up, that was a younger girl, though, wasn't it? Like a teenager.
Yeah, what is something that got everybody
a
all?
Lot of stuff.
Well, I feel like this woman has killed. Isn't it weird to see a giraffe like that though? I've never seen a dead giraffe before. I've seen them alive.
Yeah.
But I gotta be honest, I don't know that I could live it.
Well, you couldn't put one down, anything, a living animal.
Oh, no, I can't, I couldn't hunt.
Have something.
No, but I mean, I have no problem with people that hunt. I just know that I can't, I couldn't do it.
So you're death threats.
No, why would I? Did she break into the giraffe? I mean, it was out in the giraffe wild.
Winner of the reality show Extreme Huntress. So
right.
She's skilled.
Yeah, no, she knows what she's doing. So yeah, no, I mean, I could never, I hate wildlife, but I couldn't shoot a coyote and put it. But if somebody else takes it out, that's not my problem. I definitely couldn't shoot a giraffe. I don't know that I could lay next to it. You know, the only thing that would bother me.
That's it?
Yeah, because that's my favorite. So that would bother me. The other one is the picture of the kangaroo with the stuffed animal. Is that legit?
I didn't see that either.
Well, first of all, for the arms that this kangaroo had. Look at the kangaroo. Tyler.
I wouldn't believe that to be real.
Because it looks like a dude in a suit.
Yeah, but it's awkward.
Look at his arms, dude. Look at his arms. His arms are jacked.
Kangaroos stay like that.
Out here, check out this buff and man-like kangaroo.
You know what? His arms, you know who his arms... His arms remind me of LeRon Landry. And he's just holding the...
You expect to see him walking out of, like, a weight room.
There's no way that kangaroo is real.
Guns out.
By the way, kangaroo beat the crap out of you, too. Have arms like that.
Well,
but that kangaroo
sit back on their tails and kick you.
Oh, kangaroo. But no kangaroo guy. It looks like a man.
Roger is an orphan who was rescued by a sanctuary in 06 after his mother died.
Seriously, look at the arms on that kangaroo.
Never seen that. You think they got little skinny arms? They don't use them.
Yeah, they box occasionally. They do this, but they do those.
I love it when they sit back on their tails.
Diane, please.
What?
Look at that dude's arms.
Oh, hopefully photogenic goat.
Okay. This is why I can't bring anything up. This is why I can't bring anything up. I love that kangaroo, though. I hope it. Where am I going, Kim? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Tammy from Richmond.
Oh, hi. You're not Tammy from yesterday.
We met him after I got out of school of Sarah Palin and the Hunter.
Oh, with the big boner. Yeah. There was a big boner yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yes, what can I do?
I was just calling a RAF teacher. I saw that as well yesterday, and that just really disgusted me.
Why didn't it bother you?
Because, I mean, I don't think they should be killed.
Listen, I agree. It is a beautiful animal. But, I mean, if they're doing it the right way, I mean, I know that.
Well, you know, it just shouldn't be killed.
But I couldn't lay down. No way I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that there was no way. If you get bored today, Tammy, you got to check the massive arms.
Yeah, I got to check that one out later. I haven't seen that one.
Do yourself a favor. By the way, you sound much better today than you did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were on height yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Tammy, I appreciate him.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You got it.
She hates you. Has to. Happened.
She's totally fine.
She was fun loving yesterday. And today she's all like she hating you.
She was high yesterday.
She does.
He heard the clip on SoundCloud. moving on. What other animal stories are in the news?
That's it. That's all I had. I had the jellyfish. The rat picture's weird to me. Picture I just can't see enough of. Still not buying that it's legit.
So you think
I think it's a dude. I think that's a real kangaroo to me.
It just looks like they photoshopped his arms to give him biceps.
This is the guy where is jersey, like when they were sending me pictures of Bigfoot water skiing and he had the Virginia Tech jersey on. Where am I going, Kate? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, hello, man, it's Oscar from Latour.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much. Hey, so I was hearing about the jellyfish. My girlfriend just came back from the coast, and she said that these things happen like every 5 years or so, and she was lucky to be there, and all the jellyfish.
Hey, I lost one word that you said there. Did you say that she came back from the Oregon coast? Yeah, that's where those jellyfish are. It's like split between Northern California.
Yeah, So she said years, and she was lucky, so lucky to be there for a long time.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. Did she say, like, I can see it's just dead jelly?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did she say it stank?
She just came back, so it was, like, rotten. So she didn't say, like, it was dead.
Yeah, no.
Imagine.
No, and now that your weather's breaking, yeah, no, that is not going to be good. Not good.
Yeah, no.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I was trying to, like, get capsicums yesterday, but, I'm not going to bash or anything, but like a minute or two.
Oh,
so
that's problems with that. Yeah, that. Yeah. I mean, I can't fix that. I apologize.
Yeah, I know, because I was...
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, just leave it be. Leave it. You're preaching to the choir, my friend. All right, Deb, I appreciate it. Thank you, amigo. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, this is Amy. I'm calling from Loudoun. I actually called you before for the time that giraffe they killed in front of the pub in Norway.
Oh, remember? Did it in front of all those Swedish school kids for part of like an animatology.
Remember, they were cutting like
for the kids to look at.
So I was a zookeeper and kangaroo, and I do want to assure you that they do get totally jacked looking like that.
Do they really? So the picture of that kangaroo is legit. Like that kangaroo with LaRon Landry's on that legit.
That's totally legit. The manner they walk, they get their chest and arms, they get so ripped. I used to work with them in Florida. Care of the males, and he was like, you go in the cage with his food, and I remember this one time he just rose up, 5'3", grabbed the food bowl out of my hand and slammed it to the ground, and I was so out of there.
I'll take it now, bitch! Oh my god, because I don't know why, every time I think about I just think of like little spindly arms up front.
Yeah, those are they're pretty small, but the males are like 6 feet, and they just they're super aggressive.
I would kill.
Yeah, they're pretty testosterone. They, you know, they like kind of trying to mate with a lot of the things that you put in their enclosure.
Including the zoo food.
With, you know, whatever you put in their branches, anything to kind of keep them interested, they'll kind of use the whole.
I hear you. All right, very good. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, zookeeper.
Have a good one.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, win them before you can buy them. Tickets to see Mumford & Sons.
Elliot in the morning. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Stay hang with Passion Pit. Look for Passion Pit songs back-to-back and be the 10th caller. Get the time to listen every morning at 8 on 102 Big Field Day. By Pearson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
This is Excel for the better. This is a good week to start Voltage Vaping. If you've been thinking about it, VoltageVaping.com. You can go take a or go by the shop. Go see Jay Taylor and the awesome staff. The best in the 804, the most knowledgeable, the friendliest, whatever your needs are. And then some at Voltage Vape. 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. And they care so much about your products. They're constant to bring into the shop, too. They've got the Steady Mod and Hater Box Mods. Created by Jeff Ashcroft. Dual 18650 mod. Made right here in America. They're engraved with a cool logo. If you've been in the shop, you've probably been using their VCCT 2015 Limited Edition Hater Box. Over, they'll show you. Come in, they find out how you can pick it for yourself. Big sale, 20-watt iStick and an AeroTank V2 or AeroTank Mini. You save 10% on your purchase. And remember, every Saturday, a free rebuild class. Voltage Vaping.
Your feet put in a hard day, and that's exactly how they feel and smell. Odor activated insoles control sweat in me and all day. Stop sweat and odor while experiencing cushioned comfort. Wear your shoes. Wear your feet. Come off with confidence.
I ate last night with the boys. Did you forget my breakfast?
Hey, Jim. Where are your shoes?
And why are your eyes bloodshot?
Are those grilled cheese breakfast sandwiches with sausage and egg?
Yeah.
I like this guy.
We'll talk later.
Make an uncomfortable. Introducing the grilled cheese breakfast sandwich. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants.
Pearson Mazda is the dealer in Richmond, and that means for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of getting into a new Mazda easy. More Mazda. Come find out why. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month. A Mazda CX-5 for only $269 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and Winfield and visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
20 months, 12K miles per year with 1969 to a signing exclusive tax title and 489 processing stock number 7661.
Sleepy's one day mat only, 10 a.m. Save up to 60% on select Sealy, Serta, and Beauty Rest mattresses. Queen sets starting at just $289. And Sealy Posturepedic Queen sets just only Sleepy's. Sleepy's has mattress professional expertise to find you the perfect mattress. And only Sleepy's has the largest selection of name brands. During our one day sale, Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
Hey, dollface. Looking fabulous isn't the only reason to be at Bombshell. Feeling sexy is too. Bombshell makes waxing sweet and always hide with a customized airbrush and always sexy. You deserve to be a Bombshell year-round. I love Bombshell.com, baby.
The month, which means it's time for Geico, where 15 minutes could save you insurance. For outstanding coverage at a great price, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO for your free rate.
Your executive MBA, Eastern's Downtown Business District. Accelerate your career with a VC. CU Executive MBA. Register now for our next information session on Make It Real at emu.edu.
He's the Dave Matthews Band. This Thursday, the Capitol Ale House Music Hall welcoming Tim Reynolds. Experience Virginia's own Tim Reynolds and TR3 at the Capitol Hall. Thursday, April 16th. So, session musician, Dave Matthews Band member. Witness the many sides of Tim Reynolds for three. This Thursday at the House Music Hall. Learn more and purchase tickets at CapitolAleHouse.com. Down in East Main Street.
Tired of hearing hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance.
Air conditioning expert? Right now, you can save $50 on a precision tune-up. Now, only Ever-Ready Service Experts at 866-EXPERTS. For more information, Ever-Ready Service Experts.com.
Son of Richmond Traffic Center. Watch for stalled vehicles reported on the 4 near Mechanicsville Turnpike. Southbound near 295 and Atlee Elmont, 95 southbound between Kings Dominion and Ashland Hanover, 95 northbound near the Boulevard, also Colbert Williamsburg Road, Maury near 95.
Elliott Excel 102.
Inside.
tell you in the morning. I meant to mention the world champion will be in here tomorrow. Andrew will be here. Look forward to seeing him. It's been a while since we've seen him. So he'll be interesting. We got to get into some news. After that, keep in mind you get your tickets to go see Mumford & Sons. Tickets don't go to ticketfly.com. All this week, though, you win them before you can buy them. So, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
Authorities still investigating that crash diving instructor in a Lamborghini on Sunday at that Disney track.
Right.
Now they are confirming that the car was in the opposite direction of how the track was designed to be driven. The 24-year-old driver identified and was apparently going on the Disney World Speedway Sunday afternoon when he lost control of the Lamborghini's side of the car rail and ultimately killed 36-year-old instructor Gary Terry. Now, they said there were several mounted inside, so videos.
Can I represent? Did he have the wrong way?
That's what they said, that it seems odd. You've got a very experienced driver who knew, or instructor who knew exactly what he was doing.
There's no way that they're just letting some guy turn the car around and start racing it the wrong way on the track.
That it's sort of race where you don't drive counter to the course because the track was not designed to work that way. And they made these protects when you're driving in the wrong direction can be nothing but
trouble.
The opposite
of
that.
I mean, that makes total sense to me. I would bet that pick any race in Bristol. If you pulled a stock car out and started going the other way,
Yeah, I mean, that's why people are trying to figure out why they would have been driving in
that's
the wrong direction.
That's odd.
Also, go inside the vehicle, show that when the driver lost control, you can see the instructor reaching over toward the steering wheel to try and help it recover, but apparently our car rather started to have it release that video.
If they were letting him go the wrong way, and you're not going to get screwed.
In terms of, like, a lawsuit? Or
yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Of course.
I mean, there's going to be any charges Penn was behind the wheel.
Right. Yeah, no, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that car to kill the guy.
Right.
Clearly.
But it just doesn't make sense where they say.
That's odd.
Very experienced, knew the instructor. Why would they be driving in the wrong direction?
Yeah, that seems odd to me.
You're wondering about a dash cam video by authorities in Arizona that shows a patrol car crashed into an whom police say had been crime spree. This actually goes back to February 19th, where the man identified Valencia went on a whole spree that day, robbed a 7-Eleven, broke into a church, committing arson, invaded a home, stole. In the dash cam video that's going shot, is the man is seen walking down the street in the city.
The guy's walking down the street firing a gun.
About 30 miles north of Tucson, that officer leave the road to the man. He was hospitalized after the incited assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery, and the unlawful discharge arm.
So you have two cop cars. You have one that's kind of slowly driving behind him,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear one of the officers saying he just fired a gun, discharged his a round or whatever he says. And then cop car that's kind of slowly, and then kind of as it comes into frame, you see another police cruiser that speeds up, goes and nails the dude from. Just runs up and hits him.
Yeah.
Now, then you see footage of the daddy cop car that hits him, shatters his windshield after he hits the guy, going after the cops in this case.
The public defender is saying it's an obvious excessive use of force case.
On the street, or walking down the street. And you've been on a crime spree all day. You're out of control.
Public defender goes on to say, I'm hoping that this mount my client's mental state.
Come on.
He intended to hurt no one.
No problem with that. I really don't. Not at all. You got to stop that guy.
I think it's just because the video is so dramatic where you see him the before.
I give you. It's not so every day.
White House announcing that moving Cuba from the list of terrorism, that's a key step in moving towards normalizing relations with Cuba, are the only other countries still on that list. The FBI is asking for the public's help to identify, may have critical information for the identity of a child in an ongoing sexual exploitation investigation. This is the story
of John Doe Torn story.
Exactly. The picture is a close-up of a man. They said initial images shown with a child. by the National Center for Missed Children. This goes back to January 2008. They believe these enhanced images are going to be able to produce that may assist with the explanation of that man. Obviously, anybody with any information, when you do see this guy's picture, FBI's toll-free tip line, call.
Right.
FBI.
And by the way, the guy's picture is everywhere, all over the place, all over social. Yeah. If for whatever reason you haven't seen it, more than likely you will see it, but do yourself a favor, make sure you do see it, find it, please.
A Montgomery County mayor sexually assaulting men in beer pong tournaments is set to be sentenced later today. That's 40-year-old Joy Poindexter, who will be sentenced circuit court in two different years. Jurors found him guilty counts of second and third offense, facing up to 200 years. Prosecutors are looking for the maximum there. Career Cast out with its 10 best and worst jobs.
Hey, hold on. Give me this one more.
Jobs ranked on five, obviously income.
Right. Well, that's the most important factor.
Job outlook.
What else?
Working conditions. Stress.
Oy.
And physical. The top jobs. We'll never get it.
Anesthesiologist. A load of money, though.
Do also the problem of obviously having to have a...
What? Oh, stress?
A lot of
stress.
Somebody's life in your hands.
Oh, well, every doctor does.
People die under anesthesia.
That out there, that makes it...
Oh, then why do I sign that form?
Revealed. Now, once revealed, never. Way to go.
The actuary, I had to look it up. They provide assessments of financial security.
Of actuary?
I don't know what an actuary was.
Oh, please.
Oh, go ahead.
They
elaborate.
Oversee. They oversee.
Well, I would say.
Webster's funds.
That's the best job?
Yep.
Sounds
what
do
I the
do?
Point.
What
stress-free?
What was an actuary? Dude, stress-free is a librarian.
Yeah, hard to deal with, obviously.
Isn't as good.
But you're not only dealing with your own personal budgetary issues, responsible for the library, and you have to deal with, like,
why
putting
do
books
I care?
Away.
I don't, okay, the books away is an... What do I care about the status of the library?
For job security.
This company's $20 billion in debt.
This is like a fan that we run.
Right. No, but it does cross my mind, because at some point they're just... anymore. Okay, now I'm back to you on the...
they've said that a few times.
On the library.
Depending on your city and your experience...
I'm an actuary.
Actuaries earn anywhere. Obviously, ones can earn upward dollars a year.
What's the school?
Is it accounting?
I mean, am I more than 4 years?
I think you need a college degree for that. Oh, undergraduate.
Degree,
oh,
do
beyond?
I need, yeah, like, do I need, the, like, a dentist has to go, like, for extra, like, a dentistry school?
Which I'm fine with. I don't think a degree in, like, art...
No, but like, versus how much am I getting now?
They're just talking about, does it help me to have a graduate degree? Audiologist with second, somebody who treats people with hearing loss. And statistician, data scientist, dental hygienist.
No kidding. No stress. That's not true. Every time some patient, I'd be in stress.
Bottom 10.
What does a mathematician do?
That's the place I feel like. That's the common thread. What exactly is the job?
Am I just sitting there? Well, I solved the birthday thing yesterday, so
no, I think you're like fast tracking.
Yelled out the answer.
Oh yeah, you had it wrong.
I work and realized I wrong.
19th. Nope.
The actuary, mathematician, statistician.
It's all numbers.
The one that throws me off. Medical engineer.
Yes. Dental hygienist. Occupational therapist.
To cure stuff.
Occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Bottom 10. Newspaper reporter. Lumberjack.
I feel like you got a better job if you're a lumberjack versus a newspaper reporter.
Enlisted military.
Newspaper reporters is completely out of business. Broadcast.
Right down there with taxi driver. And cook.
You know what? I'll let you know on Friday. You may be driving a cab. Elliot.
The return set a new ratings record, getting 8 in first.
You're welcome.
21% from a year ago, despite the fact that online... On Saturday, the day before the premiere, Steph Curry made 77 straight three-pointers in his practice yesterday evening. That's the most he's ever made in a row out of 100 shots taken during the session. He made 4.
Wow. Boy, that's... You know what I've decided? Next year, I want to see him play live. I feel like he's one of those athletes that I should see play live.
Definitely.
Hey, we're going to go see Steph Curry play live.
There's 99-95 in double overtimes. The Pacers play the Grizzlies, and they are in the playoffs. Wizards wrapping up the regular season tonight against the Cavaliers, rather, of the Steelers, announcing his retirement. That's Ike Taylor, who spent his entire 12 Steelers yesterday. Said he finished, wanted to make it clear he was not cut. He was not released. His contract was up, so he decided to retire. Obviously, Stanley Cup day tonight with four games. Caps game one of that series in center.
By the way, did you see the Bacon Stanley Cup that's being paraded through Montreal? They open up their series tonight.
Yeah.
So they have a cup out of bacon. God damn, does that thing look good. Holy hell.
Arena Pro is underway tonight, and Mesa Ayres is entered in five events. So this is the first meet he's going to be taking part in since he's returning from his six-month suspension. And the Nationals ended up losing to the Boston Red Sox afternoon at Fenway. Orioles topping the Yankees 4-3. That's a look at news and sports.
How for a wake-up call? Wawa's breakfast sizzlies are now just 2 for $3. Mix and match all your freshly... There's Applewood smoked bacon on an all-butter croissant, save sausage, egg, and cheese on a bagel, or French toast variety. Any two breakfast sizzlies for just $3. They're the hot of your morning. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
April 16th. But what is Wawa Day? It's the day you get to enjoy free, freshly brewed coffee at Wawa just now. Why? Because we all are customers and treat you to your favorite delicious brew. So stop by on April 16th and pick up your free, delicious Wawa coffee. Wawa Day. Have a Wawa. See store for details.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
And he makes his own luck. He makes Hunk's hook easy in a worn-out old truck. He's eight and still working till he breaks back. Him no different, cause he's Texas like that. Cause he's good with the horses. And she's good with it. But she'll fight just as hard as any man.
866-866-6235. Say, call me right now. You a pair of tickets to go see Mumford & Sons. Junior Weather Post Pavilion. Well, Friday morning, all this week, you win them before you can buy them. 866-62-ELLIOT. 635-5446.
Elliot in the Morning.
XL2. Are you having trouble getting an auto to the boss? Are you treated professionally because your credit isn't in the best condition? Then you need to speak to the boss.
You know,
the power to help find you the credit approval you need. Who else? The boss. Keith Adams is the credit boss at Colossal O'Neill Honda. Challenge customers in the Richmond areas because he understands your unique situation and knows how to deal with the right lending institutions that match your situation. If you're ready for a new ride now, boss now at 804-414-1959 and in due for you. That number is 414-1959. And solve a real problem for you. Call 804-414-1959 today and ask for Keith Atlas at Colonial Honda in Chester. All financing on approved HFS credit. Honda Dream Garage sales event ends 5-10-15.
Hey, it's Fletcher from Milk's Favorite Cookie, My Favorite Cookie, Oreo. Spring takes you, whatever you're going to do, there's Oreo around the corner. That's your best snack companion. Oreo on the go, find your favorite stuff Oreo. Double stuff golden Oreo. And my personal favorite, the Oreo minis with Reed Nut flavor cream. Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies at your local convenience store in single, which is great for sharing, or Oreo minis for bite-sized enjoyment. Milk's Favorite Cookie at bar or on the go.
One Spring Direct does something absolute. Happening this weekend, a 3-day multi-million-dollar store-wide sale. Get the unbeatable Diamonds Direct price plus extra sale. Every engagement ring, every wedding band, every pair of earrings, every bracelet, every pendant. World-class designers are here too with trunk loads of brand new designer jewelry sale. It's the largest ever. This Friday, Saturday, even open Sunday. West Broad Village.
Bacon, jalapeno, queso. Well, that's right. It became a reality
at We've one-upped our signature queso with a mix of hardwood smoked bacon and yo heat. Dig in. Won't last long. Only at Qdoba.
This week, break the routine. On Tuesday and Wednesday, grab a midweek buddy pass of yo queso burritos. Just say buddy pass when you place your order. There's no spring just lawn and garden battery from an impact-resistant construction and a specially designed paste to improve performance and battery life. Highly dependable and proven tough to additions. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Fact is life's easier when 100. Everyone knows the best of the ones far off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. That is, unless you've got a Ram 1500. With best in miles per gallon highway, you're the gold mine fishing holes before any does. Bad news for fish. For you, when it comes to going farther and doing more, Ram puts some serious distance between fishing. Guts. Glory. Ram. Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4 before Woody Highway for $239 a month with $24.99 do it 99 signing. Tax based on standard pickup class. EPA estimated 29 MPG highway based on available EcoDiesel ED4 1877 M572. Buyer's dealer contribution a lease through Chrysler. Through charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by May 4th.
For westbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike, watch for a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder. Stalled vehicle, it looks like 60, looks like westbound at 5. Vehicle on the right shoulder, 95 north. So collisions reported for Laburnum at Williamsburg Road, Broad at Chantilly, and Ironbridge at Kingsland.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
This swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led the night? The kisses, your beauty, my doubts, and my
Elliot, 866-355-4468. Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How's it going, Elliot?
Dave, thank you. First of all, happy Robinson Day to you.
Now, thank you, sir.
Very good. All right, two things. Number one, I will give you a pair of tickets. You will get some Suns. That's your chance, so you got a little bit until they get here. Tickets for everybody else will go on sale Friday morning through Ticketfly.com. But, Dave, you got yourself a pair of tickets.
You are the man. Thank you.
It's very kind of you to say. Anybody listening who is going to the Orioles-Yankees game tonight at Camden Yards, if anybody can get a 2 jersey for tonight, I would love that.
like you can get?
Well, nobody's going to buy it in Austin. Walk in the face of the earth that still likes the guy.
There's other people who like him.
Not his cousin.
You keep telling me how everybody's like, turn the corner.
Sell out those shows, give t-shirts. I got to get one of those. I have to get one of those.
Forgive t-shirts along with the Caps My Man.
Oh.
And not available via the organizations.
I'd love that jersey, though. God, I'm so envious of everybody going. The pictures, they're wearing their 42 jerseys. Anyway, Dave, listen, you hold tight 1 second for me. Get spoke from you. Great time at the show then.
All right, Elliot. Thanks a lot. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you, brother. Tyler, I can't look at that douche standing up with his back turned towards A-Rod. He's A-Rod. Don't bid on it. Please. God, I'd love that jersey. All right, can I get into something real quick, please? Quick. So you know how I become with amnesia case? And I don't know why, but I really, really do. I love an amnesia case.
Because you're envious.
Yeah. It is such a... So, what you call it? Tyler actually forwarded this to me. I hadn't seen it yet. And this thing is good. And there are people who go like, why would you understand? There are some people who the thought of suffering from amnesia is terrifying. I get that. Middle ground, though. Dissociative amnesia?
I don't think so.
This is a home run. This is great. Are you ready? So there's Naomi Jacobs, 32 years old, 11-year-old son. And she is taking classes as well. Okay? She goes to bed one night. She doesn't see any kind of injury, bonk her head or anything like that. Friend who the ceiling fan fell off the ceiling and bonked her on the head.
Yeah.
She doesn't suffer any of that. She goes to
bed. She went to sleep.
She goes to bed one night. She wakes up. 1992. 16 years old. Now, let me tell you some of the good parts of it. You know what causes it? Yes. Anyway.
Perfect.
She
then we all should have
it. That's the terrifying part of it.
Stress causes?
Stress.
That's the means and the end.
Oh, no. I'll tell you why the ends aren't scary.
Well, that's right. You were about to get into the spillover benefits.
Yeah. So here we go. So she's got anyway, shakes up. She feels like it's 19 when she's 18 years old again, okay? All of the technology in her house, her phone, her smartphone, TV, everything she looks at technology-wise looks like she woke up and she's lived like it's the future. None of it makes any sense. Go back to 1992, it's an iPhone. You would have to do with that. Or if they were to hand you something now that is for 20 years, what to do with it? You'd have no idea what to do with it.
iPhone 20.
Yeah. It wouldn't even. No.
What is this?
Come on. If you
it's the same operating system.
If you look anything like that in 20 years, you're crazy.
Know. Final season of Parks.
So anyway, she goes on and she's on and she's out. She could still where it's a benefit of associative amnesia. She could still remember things like phone numbers, her PIN. She remembered how when she was 15, she didn't know how to drive. Your motor skills. Because remember, our lady friend, who got bonked on the ceiling fan, they handed her a fork, and she was like,
"Yeah,
like I don't."
Oh, it is 92. The home improvement.
If you didn't know what a fork was as an adult, somebody handed you a fork, you back scratcher. Like you don't skills you remember, your PIN you remember, phone numbers you remember. Feel like you're a 15-year-old.
It's weird.
She said her voice threw her off.
Because she was expecting to sound like a teenager?
Do you know how much different you sound now versus...
Sure.
First of all, both tests... No, like dialects change, the sound of your voice. I sound completely different than I did. Completely different. I sound awesome now.
Yeah, you do.
So good.
Russell.
I wasn't Russell until at 15. Later. Anyway, so they go on, they talk about dissociative... Do a lot of people get it? That's the only thing I don't know.
No,
not at all.
Later.
I want it. I'm being completely serious. Being completely serious.
Are you aggressive?
Yes. Still do. Any fun to it?
No.
You still...
It says...
Wait, let me get back to the other part. Let me get back. Dissociative amnesia is a form of memory loss in which certain personal information is blocked out, though the person gains motor memory, like driving a car, and memory for things like facts and dates. Most of your memory remains in time. They don't give a time. They say her name, Naomi... Her experience of other recorded dissociative amnesia cases. This is the part that fascinates me. This is why I always say you got to read the entire article. Because when you get down to the last line, here's the best. Here's your weird thought exercise. 18-year-old you, think of your life now. Boom.
Bop, bop.
Doesn't now when you get that part, ever gonna get it? Don't you feel like it's awesome?
Yes,
sir. Tell you why. Because now you're taking it.
I didn't buy any of it.
Now you're
I bought the story, but I don't buy it. A nice, fun benefit.
Is that normal now?
Yeah, now she is. Okay. Well, yeah, most everything is returned. Most of everything. Some minor things that haven't returned. I don't think that the benefits are as good as regular amnesia. Because you could go through and you can cut a clean everybody. But to be able to and go, all right, now I'm going to look at like a 15-year-old. And then you'd be able to get everything back. And then if you wanted to change, eventually going in and doing inventory, you could change anything you wanted. I don't think I would change. My life is awesome.
What about the thing you always say about marriage?
Yeah.
I'd never do that again.
I'm
too sexy for
my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
back then you were comfortable wearing no shirt and suspenders.
So comfortable wearing that. I'm a Mr. Leonard. You did a good cover.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Name the band, Diane.
Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred. Too
sexy, too sexy for my left.
And Japan.
No, but think, if you're 15, you're it's psyched because awesome. You're it's psyched because you're driving by
right.
yourself.
No. Well, sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're
saying at 15, you're looking at an adult being like, "Listen, I don't have that yet."
Right, right.
At your psyched because you can drink.
Right.
That's about it. So you need.
No. I'm just great. Able to take inventory of everything.
What would
love
be your
that.
First thought? Say that
well,
finally.
Well, first thought is what's wrong.
You wake up and you're like, finally, it has happened to me in front of my face. What would you think? CC Tennessee.
What station were you working at? Jeez.
It happened to me right there.
You know what? I got amnesia, but not for lyrics, bro. They kick right back in.
Never.
That's pretty good. Do we? It's gonna an honest question.
Yeah.
Do we know anybody that's associative amnesia? We know the woman who got bonked on the head by the ceiling fan.
I feel like we've ever heard of somebody.
You haven't heard of
woke up as a teenager.
As much as
movies.
Yeah, but that's always like. But they don't.
That one where Matthew Perry went back and he was. That was 17.
but. Like, I don't even feel like in all the times that we've talked about the amnesia case, whether it's a noble, the woman who got bonked on the head BK. by the ceiling fan.
The BK guy?
The Burger King guy, exactly. I don't feel like anybody has ever brought up dissociative, they gotta rename it. Temporary amnesia. It's middle ground?
And they didn't go beyond saying anything but how the recovery time. Like, what is that? Week, couple of months.
No, they. I'm sorry. I do say that in. I don't want to say most cases. Here we go. Her memories vanished. Period of personal stress. Most returned in about six.
Still a long time,
dude. 6 weeks.
Hi. Oh, I'm sure about that.
Yeah, 6 weeks, and then everything's
back.
Not
when you're 15 trying to parent your 10-year-old.
Now she did say that she went right back to bed. Like when she realized something was effed up. She went that she would wake up and it would be modern time.
Dream?
Yeah. Well, at first it was a dream. And then, I mean, at some point you realize that it's not a dream. You're awake. It's effed up. So then she was like, I went back to bed thinking it's wrong. And then when she woke up, she still had it. And remember, it's only brought on by stress. You could get dissociative amnesia.
All right, so anybody is susceptible to that.
And that's what I mean. How are there not associated?
Are you sure there's no predisposition? There's not something else?
No, I'm telling you. It says right here. You do retain motor memory for things, for facts, like your end. Memory loss. Memory surface in time. Dude.
To the fact that she got a kid.
The what?
At 15, is she remembering, like, the basics of
Diane, I'm
scheduling and...
No, of course not. First of all, I don't do that.
But I'm just... She wakes up as a teenager. It doesn't rid her of all obligation.
She just wakes up as a 15-year-old.
Same thing.
No, but I mean, she's function. Like, if you
some
said,
ways. You said she can remember her PIN number, but...
And how to drive a car. So if your kid came to you and was like, hey, I think I have lacrosse practice, you'd be like, a car.
All right.
I don't know from lacrosse, but whatever. You know what? Never liked this song.
You didn't?
No.
Terrible person.
I was a big Clapton fan.
Just
never
realized
song,
you were
though.
Talking about kids, too. It was queued up, and I hit it, and then I regretted it immediately. Here, let me have fun in the music of 92. Here we go.
Bam! Great song.
Two. wish you try to look like.
See, no, I couldn't pull that look off. Couldn't look.
You like... had the big Catholic.
Remember,
or the guy who looked like
all four, one.
No, the guy Paul for love. The guy who looked to be Kenny G.
How you going, Kaylee? God, that was Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, Elliot. It's Chad in Frederick.
Hey, Chad. How are you, sir?
Doing okay. I was calling you just so I don't have to hear that Color Me Bad song again.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
My dad actually went through an amnesia spell a few years back. He woke up in the morning, showering, shaving. When he was going in to get dressed, he didn't remember his wife. He didn't remember his kids. Nothing. It was gone.
Now, let me ask you this, get into a little bit more, but was it amnesia?
I don't think he went back in time. The only thing they said it was a temporary amnesia. It was like 1 in 10 million shots.
Oh, God.
Wow, 1 in 10 million.
He was taken to the hospital in like 6 or 7 hours.
That's it?
Okay.
Why? I didn't mean for that to be insensitive.
But then
7 hours, he got everything back?
It started to slowly come back. The odd part was they were just of his like his siblings and everything, and he knew nobody. It was pain.
And when you say like it started to come back, like slowly?
Well, he was able to, the person you were talking about in the news story, he remembered phone numbers of people that were associated with him. So all of that type of information, his facial recognition, everything was shot. It was gone.
Wow. Wow. Now, let me ask you, did he remember you?
He did. I was not living around him at the time, but I went because he went to the hospital to see him. I mean, when I saw him in the hospital, but
wow.
it was crazy.
Man, there's something awesome about that.
I would like to forget a few things. My kids probably are one of them.
You know what? I mean, that's where I've always said that, and you have to assign this to somebody. Like, I know that when I lose it, and I need... Milkman's coming to the hospital, and because I would pick him. So, and then one by one, he's going to reintroduce me to people that I know. And then you get to decide who. And that's kind of the beauty of the dissociative amnesia, is to a teenager and look at what your life. Oh, hey, am I cool with this? Because just think, let's say you went back and you look at what your life became, right? You look at
right.
your house, you look at your friends. And maybe it takes longer than that. You know what? Let's just, for argument's sake, call it. You get 4 months stock of everything that's going on. But what am I doing? This blows. You change everything.
There would be a lot of stuff that I would change. I would change. You're there.
Honestly.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What's the first thing you're throwing at?
I'd like to forget a lot of things about work.
Okay, but you know you're going to have to work.
No, but now if I don't have to.
Let's quit.
Total career.
No. But you don't like what you do, or you just don't like where you do it?
I like what I do. It's just we're going to slow down now that are kind of difficult.
I hear you. Tyler. Listen, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Later, bro. That is awesome. Why is everybody so down?
Play some more fun music.
Everybody down. This was 92? I played tennis.
The best song in 92 is
No.
Baby Got Back or November Rain or Black or White.
Black or White was awesome.
But it was this.
No question. By the way, this guy's still hiring. You know I gotta get through the whole thing. By the way, it's nice out. Windows should be down right now. Down. Smoking and just singing to this. What's this? I was in 92. I'm doing it again today. Alright, Kaylee, will you ask these people to hold? Where's the part about antlers? Oh, who cares? Let's sing.
Don't tell my heart. My achy breaking heart. I just don't have.
God damn.
And if you tell my heart.
Kaylee, this is Miley's deck.
You want a trivia question, Tyler?
Can't hear
this is part of a bathroom of the toilet bowl. All right, I'll see you right after the break.
You can tell your mom I moved to Austin. You can tell your daughter you talk about my leg. Go tell your brother Cliff. Who's this can tell my lip. He never really liked me anyway. Go tell your animal, tell anything you please. Myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes. Watch out for my mind. If they want out on me today. Don't tell my heart. I'll take it hard. Just don't think it on the strength of sound. You tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might kill this man, man.
It's harmony.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't. Breaky, just don't think it. And if you my eggy breaky, he might blow up and kill this man.
The moon. Sold out tomorrow night at the 9:30. Don't worry. EITs. We'll get you into the show. You passes to our VIP happy party. Meet the band, have a few drinks, and get in before every VIP happy hour and soundcheck party with Walk the Moon. Need more info? .com/EITM online. Elliot in the morning.
Double two after Elliot.
Never danced like this before.
Richmond's alternative.
Today I'm waking you with calming tunes. Sure, you'd love it. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium meat root cafe coffee for only 3 locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation.
I mean, Dave.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Long cash.
Here you go. Extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's dollar menu.
From the savory, sweet, and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's dollar menu up to speed.
Yeah, I am ready. Yeah, this day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, okay.
Price and participation.
Hey, it's TMO, and something very easy to remember. When you want it, we've got it at HH Gregg. Thinking about a new washer or dryer? Gregg's got it. Refrigerators, ovens, and ranges. Hundreds of appliances plus delivery. Thank you. Right now at HH Gregg, get up to 24 months special financing, plus save an extra 5% when you use your HH Gregg credit card. Low prices, fast delivery. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Spring this month at Rick Hendrick's Shabbatagoosey. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location, Shortfront Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Where's 10% off select Chevrolet vehicles? Here's the first pitch. Up to $14,000 off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to $3,000 off MSRP on and Terrains and all Malibus. The payoff pitch is up to $6,000 off MSRP, $4,000 off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and MSRP on all Encores. What a way to start the season. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmondSmith.com. At Rick Hendley GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
ECPI University's this Saturday from 10 till 4. Degree programs that could lead to an exciting career from our students and graduates. A decision you'll ever make.
ECPI was the best decision I ever made.
The best decision I've ever made.
University's Open House Campus Discovery Day, this Saturday. Information sessions at 10 a.m. To find out more at RSVP, go to ecpi.edu. That's ecpi.edu.
It's the 15th of the month, and we'd like to remind you that in 15 minutes, Geico could save more on your car insurance. A great Geico offers top-notch 24/7 customer service. Visit Geico.com or call 1-800-CALL-4-0 to see how much you could save today.
Pearson Mazda is the number one volume Mazda dealer in more savings for you. Pearson's inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders choose Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Right now you can lease a 2015 Mustang Mach-E model 69 a month, or lease a 2.5 for only $269.69 a month. So stop in Field and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 kmiles per year, worth $96,969 to a signing and processing. Stock number 7.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once a year savings throughout the season, all out for less. Plus, daily specials that are here today and gone tomorrow. Like the top brass pocket hose, $7. Wednesday only, just you won't beat that price. And tomorrow, you won't find it. Let's do Black Friday prices now. Only. More saving, more doing. In store only while supplies last. Limit 2 per customer.
Slow going 95 northbound overpass. Watch for collision over. Stalled vehicle on the left shoulder. 64 westbound at Mechanicsville Turnpike. All bridge at Kingsland. Collisions at and Broad and Chantilly Street.
Of the Elliott in the Morning of DC. Washington. WRXL. Richmond. And Elliott in the Morning.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour. Tickets, VIP passes to join us. Tomorrow night, Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon.
West End Group 1, yes on that. She says, I was proud that I had never heard her achy breaky heart in hell.
Wow.
Or, Born Without Ears, just got them.
Got them. Achy breaky song, the Weird Al parody.
Oh,
come on, it was on Alapalooza.
Great song. Where am I going, line 7?
Hey,
yeah, who's this?
This is John.
Hey.
I have dissociative episodes, it's called. It's not any, but I've had it for quite a few years for my wreck.
And now let me ask, you will just occasionally lose memory?
Yeah, I go back to when basically combat, and I only remember 8, so... I've been out for 5, and if I go back to my first tour, that was 11 years ago.
Right.
So I don't remember anything in between that time. I don't remember me getting divorced, anything.
It'd be nice to not remember getting married.
Yeah, right?
Ah, boy.
Tell me about it.
so you'll forget everything during that 11-year stretch.
Yes, but you got to understand that others that come with it sometimes can combat.
And yeah, that's I would say.
Yeah, it's definitely a downside because I'll think I'm getting shot at or blown up.
Did when I was talking about it and thinking how awesome it would be. Hey, let me ask you this though: like, how long until everything comes back?
When I first got back, I'd say on a weekly basis from anywhere for a half an hour, and I have it back. But it was very disorienting, and it's still disorienting when I go into it.
Right.
Because you kind of lose everything, and, you know, I dad, like, I keep daughter before I went in.
Right.
I need to remember that around my house, because I won't always remember the house that I'm in right now.
Oh, you know what? That's interesting. I didn't think of that. Now I feel like I need to start having stuff in the house for my dissociative knee.
Yeah, exactly. You got to keep yourself prepared, man.
Oh, wait, you know what? Failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
Not have it.
It's my turn. I'm thinking. one and two in the bush. I don't know if that fits there. Hey, the thing that I was reading during the break, though, is that they were saying for, like, dissociative amnesia cases, in minutes, it could be years before you start getting it.
Yeah, that I believe it. I still have it. I still go in and out. So, I mean, it's been over 5 years.
See, but yours sounds much more serious. But this woman that I stumbled on her, where it's she had it once, and then once everything came back, she was cool. She was good to go. She wasn't in it.
That's the difference, yeah. And I mean, mine's labeled dissociative episodes, they call them. I get it all back, so pretty darn quick, I guess you'd say. But, you know, with something like that, I'm working on my master's in psych about that stuff.
Really?
It's pretty rare. Like, that is, I can't give you a stat or anything, but that's like, you're more likely to win the lottery.
Oh, really? Damn it.
Yeah, with the combat veterans, this is normal. You know, come back and they don't know they have. I work with the Wounded Warriors and a lot of people using TBI and all this stuff. And, you know, you see it constantly in them, and most of them don't even know they have it. They're just like, I don't sleep at night, I don't do this. Well, that's the key thing right there, and then stress. That's why they're saying it's caught up.
Yeah,
well,
that's what's going to kick mine in.
Yeah.
By the way, though, hey, dude, I appreciate it. I thank you, my friend.
Yep.
Later, bro. I do want to go back to. I would like my life. I'd be awesome with it.
I mean, sure, it sounds like it's a fun dream, but I don't know if it's something you want to deal with for like 6 years.
And by the way, West End Girl's now telling me again. What did she say? The good taste is knowing and liking that song. And everybody, garbage, whatever, dude.
I've never and not had a good time.
Yeah, of course, because it's great. Where are we going, Kaylee? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, this is me.
Hi, me.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Caitlin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just eating some fish tacos. Yes, what can I...
Right, I just had McDonald's, so we're good.
Oh.
I was just calling because I have a similar kind of thing. About 3 years ago, I had long grand mal seizure, like, in the middle of my psychology class, and... Seizing.
Hold on a second. You had that in class?
Yeah, in my psychology class.
Woo! I would have flipped out.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I was sitting there. I was pretty much sitting there listening to the lecturer actually talking about the hippocampus where the seizures occur.
Right.
And that's the last thing I remember up on the floor. And they're asking me, you know, all these phone numbers. I'm spouting off these Panera's phone number.
Wait a minute, you know your Panera's phone number?
Yeah, I told them, they asked who they could call. So I gave them, like, a phone number, and they said, who is that? And I told my father's in. I told him all sorts of things. And then ever since then, probably, like, it happens, like, twice. My husband will be sitting there, and I'll just go out of it, and he won't. Used to it now, but if it's people, you know, at my job or something, they don't know how to handle it because they're like, "What's going on? What are you doing?" I won't know my name. I won't know.
But when you go out of it, when you go out of it now, though, it's not from having a seizure. You don't have a seizure for. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that now it's just because it typically only lasts the last 2 minutes, and after that, it can cause brain damage.
Right,
I mean, I'm still fully
crazy.
Not a doctor's office, ma'am.
Like, I forgot I was married, forgot that I was pregnant. When I put my phone, I forget all kinds of things.
Hey, so Ben, how long does that last for?
Typically, it's about, to me, it feels like it lasts for a week, but it really is 3 to 4 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing about it, because when it actually happens, people witness it, they say that I walk around kind of like I'm sleepwalking, but I'm still talking, and it's only going on when I come to, and I'm back. It feels like it's been probably about a week, and I have no idea where I am or why I'm there.
I got a disrespect to what you got. 4 minutes isn't long enough.
I know.
You agree? If you're going to have that, let's have it. I don't want that for 4 minutes.
Well, I know. I don't want it. The 4 minutes thing is, but when you come out of it, it feels like the most weirdest euphoria that you've ever felt. Also, I don't know. It feels like you just I don't know. It feels like a weird high.
You're coming out of it.
I don't know until I'm actually has my either like my husband or one of them be like, you know, you just had one of your episodes again. And I'm like, oh, really? And then I'm kind of get silent for a few minutes, and then I ask her how everybody is again.
Man, the mind is awesome.
So you feel, like you said, think it'd be exhausting.
No. What, from doing what? You don't even know what you're doing.
No, but I mean, I feel like there's like, it's gotta be some like adrenaline.
People at work F with you, that would be the
deal.
Yeah, it gets a little, like the first couple times it happened, it was a little, like my adrenaline was going, but since it's happened, it's too, you know, coming around and coming to, and I can deal with it a little bit easier now. And people calm me down. They say you're okay, and they tell me what just happened.
You've got good friends. You've got your.
I'd be all over it.
All
right, it's
very
crazy.
Very good. I have you, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it. Talk to you later. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
And I came back from a trip in Afghanistan, and about a year and a half.
Did you really? So based on what that other guy was saying, that for guys coming home, it seems like it's a touch more, I don't want to say normal, regular than
common.
Common, okay, yeah. for me with all my...
Yeah, it happens quite a bit, but I was teaching classes, I was showing guys how to work on airplanes, going on flights, operating weapons, of course. I moved into a whole girlfriend, two jobs, all kinds of fun stuff.
Wait, not during that year.
During that year and a half.
During that, do you have any memory of doing all that stuff?
Of it, and then of course after I woke up and went, "What the hell is going?" Then figured out all this crap, and they're not mine.
Are you sure?
They were not.
Those aren't yours. Those aren't yours. Yeah, no, you hadn't checked out that long. Holy.
No, that would have sucked.
So what do you? But out of that, what do you do?
Well. First, I was standing in the girlfriend's dad's front yard. We were having already Thanksgiving or something. Went, "Where's Victoria?" Which is my ex-wife's name.
Oh boy!
Yeah, they got a few eyebrows up.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, I built it. I did a Jeep, and I come to find out, and I built the motor for it.
Oh my God, dude!
Yeah, and the best part is not with the ex-wife.
Oh, Victoria. Oh, you know what? I'm so glad she's back in the picture. Good for her. By the way, you did more than I feel like I've done in about 10 years. Dude, unbelievable. All right, bro. Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, not a problem, too.
All right, dude. Well,
remember when we were playing, like, and In Vogue and laughing about the music of 92? Clinton, more so. Clinton and Bush on the campaign. 92.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Texas Tammy.
Pardon me?
Tammy.
Didn't I talk to you earlier today?
You talked to me yesterday. You must got his stuff. That was another
Damn!
See? Something was off with the first Tim. It's in Recreation. Ron Swanson's wife. Tammy 1 wasn't... No, Tammy 2.
Tammy 2.
Who? Who we thought was not.
So the Tammy
See,
that I...
I'm Tammy 1.
You're the one who likes to get high.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, with the kid. Well, you got a kitty in your lap.
Or,
yeah.
did you smoke between calls? Maybe that's what it was.
Did you... I did not today. So you didn't hang up. You didn't hit blaze.
Oh, hey, I was fine yesterday. I just give me a break.
Oh, you're just waiting. You're not...
Well, yesterday when I joined my way into work.
Right. By the way, I talked to somebody after you called me yesterday, and they said crazy at work.
No,
in terms of getting stuff done, like always running around, like busy.
Well, we're really busy. We have a tough job, so yeah.
I got to tell you,
and that was Scott. He said, and my son still wants his T-shirt.
The and I hope this doesn't come across as rude, but there is something about your voice that really turns me on.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm from Kentucky. That's the reason I have this accent. I've been in Virginia for 2 years, but I can't knock this accent.
That is great. Sweetest, that's
it comes
the saying.
Right on back.
Sir.
Hey, did you...
No, I never do that. Not before work. Before work, it's always 6:30.
This may be Tammy 3.
Wait, yeah, yesterday you told us.
Tammy 1, I promise.
Yesterday you told us that you had just blazed.
Well, that's a day.
Oh, so not before 6:30 p.m.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go.
Gotta get work done first.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say, business then bits. All right, very good. Well, Tammy, I'm glad, you know what, because what is the Tammy 2 was as fun as you.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I said that she hates
him. Yeah, there was a little anger there. There was a little anger. I defended the other Tammy, but you know what? F her, that bitch. You're my real Tammy. You're Tammy 1. All right, listen, Tammy, it's very have a good day.
Well, you too.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Bye, sugar.
Bye.
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 Now we're back.
Now we feel great. That's awesome. The, oh, hell yeah. Oh, heard this song. I just have really... You could follow me on Twitter, girl. Do. Don't they
change the station?
No, get high.
Oh.
Pack it up, pack it in. They packing the wind. Battle me, that's a spin. I won't ever slack up. I'm getting a run and you're not holding your home.
Sadly, you know. For those still 29, bear with me for a second.
Wait. Should I change the TV?
You know,
the station's playlist yesterday. What did it remind you of?
Being out with Bada Bucci. Jump around. All right, I'm not going to let it go the whole...
But just down.
Just here. Jump. Do this. I got to take a quick break. Yeah, you know what? Give me one quick break. I'll get into something next.
Elliot. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, get backstage to hang with Passion Pits. Listen daily for two Passion Pits songs back-to-back-to-back. Caller, get the time stolen book. XL102 Big, presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
Well, Subway, what can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean?
Chicken.
Juicy chicken or cheese, cucumbers, black olives, or any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy, try these Greek flavors on as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
Subway Mediterranean Collection. Enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The world with or without waiting. Hate, restraint is banished. And best earned. With the Lexus It's Your Turn sales event, get 2.9% APR financing on certified pre-owned IS and available exclusively at your Lexus. Each CPO is meticulously inspected and backed by a comprehensive factory warranty. See Lexus of Richmond on Midlothian Pike.
The cozy hot chocolate seekers and those who dream of cream and caramel drizzle. Right? Any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So if you crave a vanilla latte or an iced caramel macchiato flavor, we'll make it just for you. Our specialty beverages are made to make your day. And right now, they're only $1.99. Try one today. Gotta have a gun only. See store for details.
Diamonds Direct's biggest ever 3-day store sale here this Friday through Sunday. Virtually everything. All earrings on sale. All pendants on sale. All wedding rings on sale. For 3 days, Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable prices are even lower. Plus, special financing up to 48 months. Save big on jewelry, pearls, colored gemstones of the year. Store-wide. It's this weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And only at Dot Pump West Broad Village.
Time for the toast!
Honestly, I'm not sure if Billy and the Ice Queen will make it 5 years. If it weren't for those new toasty 7-Eleven melt sandwiches us groomsmen had for lunch, none of us would be here tonight. 7-Eleven, your delicious and cheese save the day.
Here's to lunch worth toasting. Try the all-new Chicken Bacon Ranch and Italian melt sandwiches. Only $2.90. Thank heaven for a limited.
Are you having trouble getting an auto to the boss? Not being treated professionally because your credit isn't in the best condition? Then you need to speak to the boss. Do you know who has the power to help our help you need? Who else? Keith Adams is the credit boss at Colonial Honda. Keith has been making credit challenged customers in the Richmond for years because he knows your situation and knows how to deal with the right lending institutions that match your situation. The solution, if you're ready, fall to the credit boss now at 804-414-1999. 2015 to see what Keith can do for you. Number again is 804-414-1959. Let a real person's problem for you. Call 804-1959 today. Keith Adams, the credit boss at Colonial Honda in Chester. All financing on approved HFS credit. Honda Dream Garage sales event and...
Riley Auto Parts and purchase a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a micro and $299. Get a $10 gift card by mail, plus earn double O rewards points on this offer. O'Rards, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car? Hey, and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Head to Kroger, where you can shop with your Plus card and earn fuel points that help you save big as things add up fast. You can save a gallon by redeeming 1,000 fuel points at Kroger Fuel Centers today. See store for details.
From the Nissan of Richmond, slow for 95 northbound near pass, a collision's on the right shoulder lanes, and even 64 westbound trying to access 95 northbound from the getting heavy and very delayed right at Belmont at Stewart and Fairmount.
Now, back to Elliott in the Morning on XL 102.
I've been selling my name, sake of who knows. I've been trying to explain how it's all gonna go. Take my life for granted. I've been waking up tired day after day, hoping it's time to go.
A couple things real quickly. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later. It's VIP Happy Hour with Walk the Moon. Show is completely sold out. Tomorrow night, the way in. You also go to a little sound check party, meet the band, have a couple of drinks. Before we get out of here today, during game one tonight, Caps Islanders. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway. So today you'll have tickets. Keep in mind, these tickets will be for tonight. So if you can't go, don't waste anybody's time, please. Then tomorrow we'll move on to game two. Also tomorrow, our buddy Judah Friedlander will be in here. Pardon me. So tomorrow morning we get here. I want to say, Kareem Mendez, who is listening, is in Monte Carlo. At the Monte Carlo Open, watching Roger tennis. God damn you, Kareem! How awesome is that? That's a queen sitting there watching Federer play. I guarantee you, this is the first guy sitting in any major tennis event has listened to this show while it's going on.
What about Gavin?
Yeah,
you're right.
That was silly. So hi, Kareem. Am I missing anything? No, I mentioned Jude. I'm good to go. All right, a couple stories real quick. Diane, if you were going to do any of these in news, I apologize. First one's kind of a throwaway, but I do like the guy. Did you see the 26-year-old dude? He had a court appearance. He'd been an unruly. Look at a light, Diane. He had been an unruly. What's the word I'm looking for? Prisoner. Since he was taken to hold his little hearing yesterday. On the video conference hearing.
Yeah.
And I guess he didn't addressing him and making him feel like he had done something wrong. So he pulled his pants down, flashed the judge. But the guards gave him credit. And he still managed. Now the down, getting them down was the I believe he needed some assistance from the guards in helping him up. But yeah, he dropped him, gave him a big smile. Dropped his pants, flash of the wang, and then he moved on. Love that guy. Now I feel like this one's gonna pop up all over the place. The TSA screener, they've now been fired. Do you see the story?
Yeah, it was a man and a woman, right?
Man and a woman were working together. So if there was a customer, a passenger, that they deemed good looking, they would alert me to come over, do the search. They could feel them up.
Right.
Okay. Yes or no? Does that go on all? You think so?
In a plan like they had?
This doesn't sound overly elaborate.
No, well, they had this, and that's it. And it's asked that there be further screening, and they called the other one over for that.
Yeah, like, wasn't that like the deal? You need to get a pat down.
Yeah, but I mean, like that happened no matter what. So they would give them that hard to read signal over here. the only thing that I read that they did is that apparently when you go through, and this gets into, I've never worked for TSA, so this gets into, like, I guess when they would walk what do you call the thing, the screener, the machine hit something or trigger something where it would purposely say that they needed to be further screened.
It told you the wrong detected an anomaly in the genitals,
right?
So, and that granted the pat down.
So I think it's one button, and all of a sudden you get the genital problem. Female assist, and she's squeezing away.
Back of my hands.
Smart. You know what?
You're like, that's pretty smart.
Well, by the way, I believe Tyler is the one who just said he bet it happens all the time.
Not. Heard of cases where people feel like they're being excessively searched.
I don't feel like I've ever gotten that
related, though. Nothing to do with, like, sexual gratification.
You bitched when you had to be pulled to the side and have your backpack checked.
Yes. But that's a different search. No, I thought you meant, like, having to go through, like, one of the machines of, like, I'm like that in Richmond. I drew I wrote the Constitution on my chest and went into my underwear, dummy. No. But I don't mind that you have to go through the stuff. That does. I have had to be dragged out of line and put into the room and questioned. I guess it looks suspicious when you go to Canada by yourself with nothing but a backpack.
Yes.
But yeah, that's not a big deal. That's a big deal. But this wouldn't bother me. By the way, if they told me that there was, that they found an anomaly in my genitals, needed to check out, whatever.
Check away.
Yeah. You know what? This is for everybody. For everybody's safety.
Hell, I'll help you.
But I do. I like them. That's a pretty good plan.
They won't have that problem anymore.
But that's the other thing. I don't know. Both screeners, whose names were redacted, were subsequently terminated. First of all, I'm filing wrong. So I would just have to let Diane know, hey, I find this one attractive.
Wink, wink.
She triggered the machine and neg up on that. Cugini.
Looks like an Ishan shut them down.
But how would you even know?
Was some robbers notice something?
Yeah.
That's, of course.
Agent Tyler. Hey, why are they getting all that? Why are they doing that?
And then the last story that I really liked. Oh, hold on, I got to move this. The last one that I really liked, and this one is going all over the place. The dude throws the woman. So, woman's right, and I don't know what the guy in the work van was doing. He's right road, and is I think I don't know. She was either going to school or from school to school. So it was a normal day for Michelle. She got in her car around 2:30. Oh, to go to the school to pick her kids. She says, as I was pulling forward, a truck came screaming through the red light and almost T-boned me.
Okay,
by instinct. Michelle kept driving, and so did he. Erratically. He's coming at me, weaving, and I pull my camera, and it hit me. He does, but not with his car. And you see all this through her. He pulls up next to me and throws a large drink car, and by the way, hits it in the passenger window.
It was her window.
It's on the other side. No, her window was up. But hits him right on the side. Big drink cup comes.
The
window that it hits is up. The confrontation doesn't end there. She said, then I got on giving them the license plate. He's in the middle of the intersection, and he's throwing up his middle finger and being.
I think his name's Siegel. S-E.
Only once. Only once.
On something at another car.
Is it a drink?
No, cigarette. That was not a big deal. Flick it in their car, but I have flicked it at a car.
Could have easily gone in the car.
Yeah. It's not going to burn a hole through the light in. People throw stuff at cars all the time. What's up, Bar?
I have not, but we've had plenty of callers who have.
Isn't that great?
Still dangerous.
No. First of all, this is a cup. What is that doing? By the way, you know who I guarantee you into your car?
Kaylee?
Kaylee! You had something thrown at your car?
At your foot?
The foot is out, of the car. You've never thrown anything at a car? Because you seem like you would.
No.
Tough-handed. Out a car window. I think that's her problem.
Only one that's thrown something at a car.
Flicking a butt is...
But
I'm not saying... No.
Flip somebody off with your hand essentially down on the floorboard.
Keep thinking that. It's at the Shirlington Circle of Death where nobody watches the...
But you're not screaming at people and throwing a bottle.
I lay on my horn every time, because you can toe down.
It's the laying on the horn that's going to get a bottle thrown at your car. Or a cup thrown at your car. Chicken thrown at your car.
Chicken?
Something? I'll just throw it at your...
Me?
Really? I have a buddy who threw an entire hamburger at his wife's face.
That was interior.
One car involved.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, I've got a story to throw out of a window.
Right.
I was coming back after a hard weekend of partying, and I was coming down. A car started coming straight at me, the opposite direction, head on at me.
Dude, that's terrifying.
And right at the last second, I took a red solo fire set because I was trying to get the ice during the weekend,
sure.
And I flung it out the window. It hit the car. I threw it out my window. It hit the car in the windshield. And with me, they're like, oh, you missed it. And I'm like, no, I hit it. About 10 miles down the road, I get pulled over, and the are telling me that I was throwing watermelon. And they ended up bar up who identified me as the one that threw the item out of it, which they kept saying was water balloon. Long story short, I ended up throwing an object out of a moving vehicle.
Dude, just coming at you for a head-on.
Oh yeah. It was a big thing, and ended up with a 250 with it. You know, they kept saying I was throwing water balloons, and I denied the whole thing. I never said what it was, but it you can do damage with a throwing a cup or something out of a window.
Wait, and I missed it.
Yeah, the windshield, it hit like right where the mirror is, and the windshield just scattered everywhere.
Well, they ended up, the guy who threw the drink at this woman, they just ended up catching him. He had Jacksonville Skyline on his work truck, so they were able to, also the woman had his license plate, so they were able to go in and get him. So yeah, they ended up, I can't believe your solo cup shattered a dude's window, bro.
Yeah, and it was only against me going 60, him going 60 miles an hour the opposite way.
It's 120 miles.
Of it. Yeah, I mean, even though it's just a solo cup with some liquid enough of impact that it shattered it. Because when they pulled up and I'm looking at it, my buddies are like, oh my God, look what you did, look what you did. And you could see the spidered effect on the windshield.
Wow, that's something. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, have a good day.
Somebody chucked a cheeseburger into my friend's driver's side window. Hit her in the face. Hysterical. Line 7? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Hey, no, I was riding my motorcycle down the road.
Oh, motorcycles are off limits, by the way.
They have, basically... But the driver flicked their cigarette out the window, hit me, burned a hole through my t-shirt. Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely...
Let's wheel that in a little bit. Me throw anything out of motorcycle.
Well, they don't have the benefit.
I agree. What am I going to do when this dude's riding this big diesel truck and I'm on my freaking bike?
Yeah, no, you do what you got to do. I understand. But no, flick a butt at somebody. But the...
But when I'm riding behind him on my motorcycle, flick a cigarette out. Burn the whole my damn favorite t-shirt.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Rachel. My mom was actually eating an ice cream cone, decided she didn't want it anymore, and she threw it out of her window, and it hit a cop behind her, and he pulled her over.
Oh, sucks.
And he didn't say anything. He just went over. She said she was like, quote, it hit him like square. She said she didn't see it behind her. I don't know how you pop if she's right behind you.
I pops. Most of them, I realize, are behind me when their lights come on.
Oh, why don't you hide?
I get that wouldn't happen. And by the way, I would also argue it was all biodegradable.
I mean, I'd be pretty pissed. I think he just got his car washed, so.
Yeah, that would suck. That part would suck. That's pretty funny. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Tyler.
So is David on Twitter off the hook for throwing a milkshake?
And a windshield off his target.
So that was intense. It was intentional. His was an intro. The ice cream
sounds like
was
a nice, like, nice. Got it on the roof and pulled away.
That's a good one to go with.
And it fell into the.
So no, the ice cream cone one was. I was really unfortunate littering incident. Sounds like David was chucking the cup. Which, by the way, I probably do. No, you know what? Just have it coming.
Donna was riding a bike when she was 11, and a guy threw an orange out of his car.
Dick. Just me.
Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Oh.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Cameron.
Hey, what's up, Cameron?
Hey, I got him threw an egg out of his truck, and now he's a convicted felon for it.
I'm sorry, he got busted on a felony charge for throwing an egg at somebody?
Yeah, man. It was a few years back. You know, they were in high school, and they were with each other at the time. He gets going down the road. He sees him. He's got him in his truck.
Did he purposely keep stuff in his car to throw at other?
Well, look, no, they were two teenage boys.
I got it.
You know, and they threw it at his truck and cracked some of the paint on it. They, you know, they charged him. His mother was pressing charges against it because they chipped the paint or whatever, and they found him behind it. And the felony charge was thrown in front of a moving vehicle.
Dude, I didn't know you got a felony for that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could get a felony for that either, but he did.
By the way, kind of a dick move by the parents. Parents are putting some paint. Deal with it. Kind of a dick move to go to court over.
Get a damn bottle of red nail polish or something and fix it.
There you go. Yep. There you go. You know, there you go. That'll take care of it. Okay. All right, dude. Yes, Tyler.
You asked if the kid kept stuff in the car to throw.
Oh, right.
He said no. His friend has used them all summer long. For when he's pissed off. But I need to address everybody. If that last caller could call back and give me a section of code to cite when telling the entire stop throwing stuff.
Why
throwing something? It's ridiculous.
Of course.
They're provoked. It was just for fun.
The orange hitting Donna was definitely just for fun.
Well, she may have been aggressive with her bet.
Line one. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Morning.
How's it going? I just wanted to mention one. He was a big-time motorcycle rider, and he would have those little silver balls, you know, the little, like, balls you take your hand. So when he's on his bike, if a big rig truck got too close to him, he'll just take out your shoulder and hit the windshield with him. It's like, get off me type thing.
What? That ain't bad. That ain't bad.
What are you going to start carrying now?
Dude, no, because people drive like motorcycles.
Yeah, it's a mechanism.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Give him the old what's for.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Veronica. I actually, in high school, my mom, after I had the flu, I live on this long, windy road. She came home, and they're tailgating us so badly. And this happened so bad on our road, and I finally get my revenge. I threw up out of the way all over this lady's window. And we could just see her face. She was just open. She was probably screaming, and it was just... It's definitely the most satisfying time I ever threw up in my life.
Pretty good. That is pretty good. Appreciate it. Thank you, honey.
Thanks,
honey.
Later. Cars. Forget the bikes. New Cancun, Elliot. My mom got popped in the butt with a lot with lime thrown. Hashtag.
That's awesome.
Mom.
All right. Let me take a quick break. Dan's got some news. After that, I'll get you in to see Walk the Moon.
Elliot in the Morning presents Walk the Moon. Hold that tomorrow night at the Nori. EITM has your tickets. We'll get you into the show until you pass it to our VIP and sound party. Meet the band. Have get in before every loss.
Elliot in the Morning's VIP Happy Hour and Soundcheck Moon. Need more info? Facebook.com/EITM on Elliot in the Morning.
XL102.
When it comes to your money, you've got to deal with people you trust. One more trustworthy than the folks at Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and they take care of your market for a new home. They're going to take care of you with affordable loans with only 3%. I mean, move into your dream home faster and with Decorate by Furniture or for whatever else you might need. Plus, once you're in your home, Argent makes it easy with online banking or the mobile app. Check out Argent's ArgentCU.org. Argent, second to none.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. The XL102 Big Field Day is just 3 weeks away, and Pearson Mazda is proud to be a festival's. Festivals come with a lot of expense. Pearson Mazda help keep ticket prices for everyone. You'll be able to check out the new Mazdas at Big Field Day. Just drop by the Pearson Mazda display area. If you can't wait until Pearson Mazda today, open 7 days a week in the West End at 9520 West Broad Street or online at PearsonMazda.com.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round, I should have known just how many times. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Just like I really should have, really saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 75 years. They eat local right here in Richmond. These things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
Celebrating over 75 years and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, let me explain a tad more about how they could help. GEICO agents run locally owned and operated could help tailor your policy to your specific, whether you're looking to insure your car, V, or boat. The GEICO insurance agency could also help you save money on home. Do you feel smarter? And yes, I can see you.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Phone or at your local office.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Oh, me? I'm just hanging some family photos.
Can't do that.
How come?
Because this is a Hardee's restaurant, and you can't do that.
No, I just figured since your biscuits are like, yeah. I would just make the home.
Sir, is that your moving truck?
Help me lift the recliner.
Get 2 made-from-scratch bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for these. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Sleepy's one-day mattress sale is only 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. Save 60% on select Sealy and View Sealy Posturepedic Queen sets, just $4.99. Mattress professionals with the expertise to find you the perfect mattress. Sleepy's has the largest selection of name brand. Our one-day sale today. The only mattress professionals.
ECPI University's Camp Saturday from 10 till 4. Explore in-demand degree programs that could lead to an exciting career from our students and graduates. It could be the best decision you'll ever make.
ECPI decision I ever made.
ECPI was the best decision I've ever made.
These open house campus discoveries. Discover SAT information sessions at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. To find out more at RSVP, go to EU. That's ECPI.edu.
Go Richmond. It's your Earth Day. Come out for RVA Earth Day this Saturday. Manchester. Local food and beverage in Virginia. And more than 100 vendors line the streets in support of Grow RVA. For RVA Earth Day this Saturday.
Let me nominate a guitarist for the Dave Matthews Band. This Thursday, the Capitol Alehouse Music 3 featuring Tim Reynolds. Experience Virginia's own Tim Reynolds and TR Alehouse Music Hall. Thursday, 8 or so. Session music. Session band member. Witness the many sides of Tim Reynolds and TR3 this Thursday at the Capitol Alehouse Music Hall. Or Capitol Alehouse downtown at 619 East Main Street.
The more coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my quinol.
When you aren't even covered for your nutso. Your nutso.
You broke my Mr. Banana Lamp.
Or how you're probably covered, but maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's aide hiding in your insurance.
Whispers, bum, 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 bum.
95 northbound and bound, a slow goat near the earlier collision now moved over to the shoulder area. On the side streets, watch for collisions, Darbytown Road at Strath Road, Fairmont Avenue at Mothy Street, Marshall at Fred Lothian Turnpike near Alverser Drive.
XL102.
Jackie Robinson Day. Oh, you know what I'll have to pull out today? Today. Meltzer's book. All right, we got that. You get yourself tickets to go see Walk the Moon. That show is completely sold out. We'll get you into the show, get into the downstairs for a little happy hour. You also get to take part in sound check. That should be a good time. And then don't forget, during Diane's Dirt, before we get out of here today, to go see the Cats take on the Islanders in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight at Verizon Center. Diane, let's get into some news, rather.
Heads up for a baby food recall. Beech Nut Nutrition announcing a recall of more than 1,900 pounds of products after a consumer found a small piece of one of their baby food jars. Going to cover the 4-ounce glass to Beech Nut Classics and chicken meals. These were shipped to retail locations all across the country, so keep that in mind. 12 people decide whether to convict Aaron Zoom. Deliberations. They should have just walked into the courtroom a short time ago.
They are still going.
Yeah. It should be first-degree murder, or first-degree would be life in prison with no parole. A jury finally seated yesterday for the death penalty trial of James in the Aurora, Colorado massacre. 12 jurors, 12 alternates chosen. One of them was actually a survivor of the shootings at Columbine High School. So they have to decide whether he was legally insane at the time. If they do find him guilty, they need to decide if he should be executed or let roll there. He's accused of tossing gasoline at a bar bouncer in Florida, putting the man on fire after he was out of the bar. This happened at New Grog House in Port St. Lucie. The video is horrible. So apparently this guy was told when he walked into the bar, leave cash or a debit card because he'd been bouncing checks there. He ended up getting into a scuffle with some of the bouncers. He threw gasoline on one of them as they were chasing, lit the bouncer on fire. And
holy crap.
They were still the person as the bouncer is still recovering from his burns. We're out of Chicago. 1,100 dogs found with a highly contagious strain of canine flu. Vets say they've only been seen in Korea, but they say this is the first time they have seen it in the United States. Human dog flu, but they can spread it. Advised.
Well, great.
To utilize thorough hand washing.
So humans can from Chicago. God. Yeah, and he was touching the food, for God's sake.
No, but all the doggy down after they're having to completely sanitize them. PetSmarts have been shutting down. So they've got a real problem with it right now. Robert guilty to a federal charge of possessing a gun after a felony conviction. Trial date for
California
is 22nd because he's still in New Orleans.
Livid. Yeah. And New Orleans keeps saying the same thing. Hey, listen, you'll get eventually.
Right.
But I can guarantee you for this, he ends up in California. There's going to happen. But for 10 years, so leave us be and we'll do that. And California's like, no. We want it.
Plans moving forward. The largest shopping mall in Florida. Governor Scott and the Florida Cabinet unveiled yesterday the American Dream.
Largest mall where?
In the Florida.
U.S.?
Yeah.
No, I know that they're building it, but is it the U.S.? So it'll be bigger than the mall.
And the American Dream Miami is expected to create 25,000 jobs. It's a $4 billion project. They're going to have everything. Outer parks, submarine rides.
Like the Dubai Mall.
Yes, but being built, I guess, by this. Built. The Mall of America.
Mall of America, the West Edmonton Mall. They did both.
Supermodel Alessandra Ambrosi to the hospital after some sort of medical procedure for constant headaches after Coachella. She had whatever this was yesterday.
Oh, she's just high.
Currently being monitored at UCLA Hospital in Los Angeles. Apparently headaches, leading aches have just gotten so
this
much.
Hey, was Anna from Coachella? Of her snorting cocaine?
You know about him?
No, but that was right.
She already made food.
Oh, what'd she say?
She pictured herself drinking a Coca-Cola. Cola.
Oh, okay.
Also, Buckingham Palace has a little bit of an embarrassing video that's going around. After
the dude, the naked dude climbing out of the window.
No. After one of the very famous guards, the beef eaters,
right,
slip and fell in front of hundreds of tourists. He tries to keep, you can tell, smiles because he just feels like he lost his footing and he slid sideways. Basically just hit the ground, dropped his rifle, quickly scrambling to his feet. Also, ABBA fans are said to be vent today over a mysterious new website that one of the members of the band has created. Some are wondering if this could be the first some sort of ABBA in the next couple of months. Either way, there's supposed to be some sort of a made today. What?
No, I'm just.
I mean, they famously
massive deal.
Billion-dollar offers.
There's no way.
I don't know. Some people need some sort of, you know, multimedia event. Does it have something to do with the fact that they're leaving Broadway, which doesn't really make sense?
And them. It's Mamma Mia. That's not it.
Some people connect the two.
No. But it's not like it's their show. They don't own it.
Right. I checked that. They have a piece.
OT-wise, they may get a piece, but I don't. I thought they had nothing to do with it. But obviously, they gave the rights to the music, and they get paid from that. Anything to do with the show?
Let's see. The arrangements are credited to them. Nations, it's not straight off of.
So maybe they did
gold.
Bjorn calls it an experiment that he will tout later today. Also, Orange is the new black renewed season. Well, season
entire
three.
Cast.
What do you mean?
Is red?
I believe so.
Yeah.
On June 12th, Mariota scored a 33 on his Wonderlic test, while Jameis Winston apparently scored a 27. Perfect score would be a person, I guess, who has scored perfect. It was that guy from the Bengals, the punter who went.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but yes, I know who you're talking about.
They said a score of 20 is average and roughly equivalent of about 100.
I was reading an article yesterday, though. They were saying that I've taken them. Too much of a big deal, and in most cases used to embarrass guys.
Yeah.
So they were saying guys should just say, you know what, F it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not gonna.
I don't even care about it. I'm not from it.
Stanley Cup playoffs underway tonight with Capitals and the Islanders. Game series at Verizon Center. So then game two would be on Friday evening at Verizon before the sequel to New York. After rallying from a 5-1 deficit, the Nationals runs in the fifth, but ultimately bump 8-7. They'll wrap up that series this afternoon at Fenway. Orioles beating the Yankees. Pitcher Carlos Carrasco, line drive by Melky Cabrero.
Dude, he took a shot right in the face and right into. He's fine.
They said
sore. Swollen and sore, yeah. But I mean, he's not. It's not Stanton or that guy that took the ball to the face. And no, it's not. It's not as bad. You see it on the clips. He gets drilled.
Nailed.
It's coming right off the bat. Laps him right in the face. So yeah, swollen and sore, but not as bad as it would be. Didn't they World Cup team yesterday?
Yes, it did.
Our girl Abby's on. Was there anybody that there were no surprises with it? Well, I shouldn't say it like surprises.
Nothing that the casual fan, not like. He didn't make it.
But all the regulars are on there. Yeah. Alex Morgan, Tobin Heath.
I think some blocks made it, but with them expanding the rosters from 21 to 23, it's hard to give up that experience. So
Carly Lloyd, yeah. I'm assuming, made it.
She did, yeah.
Good. So,
Rapinoe. He's good, yeah.
Yeah. So it's all my red.
And don't forget Kyle Busch talking to the media later on this afternoon.
I blocked out my entire afternoon.
That'll be happening, too. That's
XL102. This award season, go out and explore the great outdoors in the most awarded SUV lineup ever. A Jeep Grand available eco-diesel engine, allowing carpet with shades of green, light all day long. It's Green Car Journal's 2015 Green SUV of the Year, giving you an awarding experience inside vehicle. It's time to get a great deal on a Jeep brand vehicle, only during the 2015 Jeep Awards Season event. Current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on a 2015 Grand Cherokee for $289 a month for 36 months, signing tax, title, and license at seecarsofchange.com. The Jeep brand SUV lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other lineup. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires data contribution and lease and charge for each mile over $30,000. Residency used to delivery by 5-4. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning. Do.
All our fears became our hopes. Climbed up the window, we wrote a lion's mane and fell upon the rain. We can reach the
Jailbreak Brewing and Town Poorhouse for coming in today. Town Poorhouse, 212 Enter. In Gaithersburg, downtown Crown. Go to .com/Gaithersburg. Brand new bar and restaurant featuring over 90 local and global craft beers. Food is fantastic. Food is great. Make Old Town Poorhouse your perfect spot. Dinner,
or your next special event. Weather's breaking. Big Massive Patio. Very much to Old Town Jailbreak Brewing Company for coming in today. All right, 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I will get you in the happy hour with Walk the Moon. Tomorrow night, show is completely sold out. So you get tickets. You get in before everybody else. We'll go to the downstairs bar, have a couple of drinks, let a sound check. And then everybody outside, they'll tell you you can go upstairs, you pick out wherever you want to watch the show from in the 930 Club. 866-2-Elliot, 866-5468.
Elliot in the Morning.
XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot's hits the music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. Every 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL 102.
Attention all team. You have a choice where to order your custom tees for your athletes and staff. This year, shirts at K2 Awards and 30% with fast 1 week turnaround. K2 Awards and Apparel. Fast. Simply go to K2Awards.com and with our easy to use designer, create your own tees and save time and make time and two awards and apparel. It's quick and safe. Order online at K2Awards.com and save 30. It's K2Awards.com for all of your custom t-shirt needs.
Pearson Pre-Owned will be right. That's right. They'll keep the doors open until for their first ever with midnight markdowns. There'll be great deals on pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. With most dollars. Come register to win a and see why Richmonders prefer Pearson. And there's no need to hurry because the doors won't night. But only on Saturday, April, and the sales event at Pearson Pre-Owned. 9601 Midlothian Turnpike. Or visit
time for the toast.
Honestly, I'm not sure if Billy and the Ice in the Ice 5 years. But I do know that if it weren't for those new Toasty 7, which is us groomsmen had for lunch, none of us would be here tonight. So congrats on your delicious meats and melt.
The all-new chicken bacon ranch, only $2.99 at 7 for a limited time at participating locations.
Batteries is a lot like buttons. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts a AutoZone is your best. As for the jeans, just remember, tonight.
Get the power you need for spring jobs with a reliable Duralast lawn and garden battery. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone.
Once a year in the spring, Diamond is absolutely crazy. And it's a 3-day, multi-million dollar store-wide sale. Get the unbeatable Diamonds Direct price, plus extra savings on ring every wedding band, every pair of earrings, every bracelet. Every class designers are here. They're here too, with trunk, brand new designer jewelry, all largest ever 3-day sale. This Friday, Saturday, even open Sunday. At Diamonds Direct, Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Welcome to Burger King. Nope, it's Cronwich time. Time is it?
It's time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Get two crisps, $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions.
A car can be really stressful for a first-timer.
Buying a used car can be an ordeal, even for an old pro like me.
They make all year, you know?
It's a big purchase, you know.
I just want to be sure about my choice.
I just want to be choice.
At CarMax, we know Max mind when buying a car. That's why we offer a 5-day money-back guarantee. See, as long as people drive cars, we'll be the best way to buy them. CarMax, start here.
95 northbound, a slow goat near the Lombardi Street overpass moved over to the shoulder area. On the side streets, watch for collisions. Darbytown Road at Strath Road, Fairmont Avenue at Mosby Street, Marshall at 31st, and the Lothian Turnpike near Alverser Drive.
Spend June 21st doing what you love against Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's Association's The Longest Day event, and honor the millions facing this disease. Visit alz.org/...
The Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRX7, Elliott in the Morning.
To Elliot, 866-235-68. Hi, who's this? Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, this is Josh. How's it going?
Josh, I am doing great, sir. And you are doing?
Yeah.
All right, listen. We'll give you tickets and passes. tomorrow night, you will be at the 9:30 Club. We will have you there for our VIP happy hour and sound check with Walk the Moon. My other question, Josh, is good and done with your tax.
Have I done what?
Have you done your taxes yet?
Yeah, I did them yesterday morning.
You're going to turn those in today?
Yep.
That's my boy.
No, I turned them in yesterday.
That's fine. That's fine. I told that. All right. No, will you be on?
What?
Will you be honest with me?
No.
Okay. All right. Hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info, and we'll see you at Walk the Moon tomorrow night, okay?
Awesome, man. Thank you.
You got it, dude. Hold second for me. By the way, other tickets for you to win tomorrow. Obviously, VIP happy hour is tomorrow night. So you will have another. I'll mention again tomorrow morning. Judah Friedlander will be in here. So you should be in here for the last hour or so of the show. So thank you very much to Judah for coming in. You know the number that surprised me a little bit?
It was 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, I thought you were going to say longer.
Because
the company screwed up.
Yeah.
Normal year.
Yeah, sure.
You're that quick?
Sure, it was the last weekend of March.
Yeah, no. Well, the company screwed up this year. Well, you're in the same boat. Screwed up.
Exactly.
But normally, you're one. No. That's right in the mail.
No. You're going to say third. January 3rd. I don't need to. Just do it. I got to do it.
I already know what it is.
I estimated.
But you go quick.
We start
again. Well, daily.
We usually send them in, like, late February.
February? No. You got to. I don't know why I do this every year. Push it off. Not push it.
Like extension?
No. To do extensions, you already win.
Right.
And they tell you if you got to pay, you got to pay it anyway. I don't get extension. There's got to be doing it. I just don't know what it is. There's probably a. But you know the number of people, and they don't give the exact day, but they just say wait till the last minute. Which leads me to believe yesterday or today. You know what percentage of people that is?
Is it 50?
Oh, no, you thought it was that high? Oh, see, I thought it was really low. 50's way too high.
Like a third?
Yeah.
Wait until the last.
That's
still. They said most people are getting refunds, so they want their money.
Too high.
No, that's not true. What do you mean it's too high?
Well, you shouldn't wait till the last minute.
This or anything?
It'd be about running to the post office. It should be about free chips and queso.
Money is for running everything to the post office. But I still kind of count myself. We did on Monday as waiting till the last minute.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. This week is kind of pushing it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, it's kind of, we had good weather over the weekend. It would probably weekend before when it was crappy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what the weather is. You still got to do it. Government doesn't care. And by the way, I tell people this every year, and I don't know why they don't believe me. You can, you can do it tomorrow. Like if you were running late or something, like some postage date, as long as you send your stuff in, you're good to go. And trust me, I've been audited. I don't care. No, yeah. I got audited when I was 15 years old because got audited.
And they still use that same form.
It's got to be easy.
Yeah,
of course they do.
Maybe they don't call it that anymore.
I think it is.
That's exactly what it's called.
A job. That's it. No other forms of income.
Yeah, no, it's great. 1040 EZ was the way to go. Now you got dependents.
You had dependents when you were 15?
Now is when it gets all messed up.
Yeah, I know.
And when I wasn't writing off part of my house as an office, I wasn't writing my cable off, no. I wasn't writing off paywall. That all counts. Absolutely. You know what else? Miles a day in that car. Sorry, four. I do have to get home.
True.
Oh, I write it all off. Absolutely. Yes or no, Diane? Okay. With people fudging a little bit on their taxes?
Everybody does it.
It's not what I asked.
Sure.
Fine with K. Are you okay with them to get away with as much as they can?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, you just told me that you fudge.
Okay, I'm not deducting my car miles.
Didn't Diane just say everybody does it?
Everybody will estimate sometimes.
And you always round up.
Yeah.
Right. What? What are you estimating?
Like when you, when you go through,
you're not doing that.
When you go through and do like donate like Goodwill or Salvation Army, like get an estimate of what the stuff.
I go one of two ways.
Item by item.
I do a line item valuation, or I just round to, I round down because I don't want to, and it's normally about 10 grand per bag.
There's some valuable stuff in here.
No, no. Tyler, you're okay with people cheating on their taxes?
Yeah, I don't care.
As much as they can get away with?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's not okay, but what am I going to do about it? So I don't care.
And you know what? There's so many people. I was reading this whole
halt!
Thing. Bingo! Absolutely.
In what way?
Oh, furious.
Like, let me see.
3% of the people think it's okay to get away. Everybody, the other 97% are like, because then it just ruins it for everybody. Which I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know how, because how does that affect me?
I'm
saying it cheated on your taxes. That doesn't affect me.
No, it's like he said, what are we going to do about it?
Nothing. No, unless I'm going to start opening up envelopes and earmarking the word.
Who becomes the tax police at that point?
The UPS. Not UPS. The
IRS?
IRS. That's
do that. You make it sound like they're a citizen.
No, you're talking to somebody.
Not anymore.
Waiting to dunk that lawyer, that CPA at the post office. Envy's going to have their chair set up there for me. Massage Envy. Whatever, Diane.
Right next to the H&R Block I use.
He says they're actually putting them in the H&R Block.
It would make sense for my location.
It's a rub down.
It's right there.
Also, and you could go sing your favorite karaoke song at Hard Rock Cafe today and get a burger. The stupidest one ever.
Free burger?
You're going to go sing at a Hard Rock for your burger.
I'm getting chips and
Brett Michaels is going to be at.
What? He is not.
Wait, no. Which location?
He's doing something.
He's not doing California tortilla.
Texas. Oh, he's doing.
I'll be fine.
Vegas?
You wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, I'm obviously not going to Vegas.
He's not doing any of them.
Diane just said he is.
Free burgers on tax day.
Girls Brett on bars. Michaels. Isn't that his new song? It makes sense.
On line one,
line two.
Let's wait to find out the info.
You can't find it. It's Hard Rock. Walk into every one of them. It'll be nobody.
Sing for your supper. Guests get a free burger if they get up on
stage.
Okay,
I said that. And you said Brett Michaels is going.
He is collaborating.
Okay, which one is he at?
Michaels will actually perform and sing for his burger. Would.
Okay, so now
he did. Yeah. He's moving it around.
Oh, fingers crossed. He's here next year, like Brett. But come on. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yes.
Don't tell everyone you're cheating right off your commute. Mute.
Yes, you can.
And?
Of course you can.
And mute.
Been doing it for years.
Oh, don't tell that on the radio.
No. My friend.
Diggity.
Sucks. Can you imagine getting popped?
Well, because that's kind of common sense that you can't write that off.
People who write it off all the
you're
time.
You're not in sales. No, you're not.
Of course I am. Everybody's job is a sales.
People who are doing it for sales are because they are in their car all
there's
the time.
Here and get home.
Okay, you're not driving around all day.
Absolutely. All day.
I got hockey.
No, I didn't say I was writing off my trailer. Unless I'm filming Red Line. Filming Red Line, I am. That's related. That's work. Yeah, not related. Technically, that is work.
Audit you, and go back like 15 years.
I'll do exactly like I do when I'm here. I walked in there in my sock tie, and they said, do you have a lawyer? And I said, nope, made $8,000. And they pulled out my 1040 EZ.
Right.
And they let me go.
It's a little more involved now.
Yeah, well, now we start looking and notice $72,000 on a refund. Hit high. And I'll just tell them, you know what? TurboTax. They did. That's it. That's it. Kaylee, can you ask them to hold? Yeah, quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the morning. XL108. This week, win tick backstage to hang with Passion Pits. Listen daily for two Passion Pits songs back to back in blur. Get the times to listen every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL102. Presented by Pearson Mazda.
Subway, and Bud Light.
In the market for a new car, you want the best. You pick a car, there's no better place for your auto loan than Argent Credit Union. My wife and I have been Argent members. I promise you, they take care of us. And they'll take care of you for your new car or truck with rate 99 APR. GoView.org for an easy online application. We already know Argent is the best choice for loans. And with five locations around the metro, they're convenient to you. Argent Credit Union, second to none.
Hey, it's Elliot, and it's get on the track at GeForce Cards now. Right across the street from RI, your quarter-mile track turns, and see how fast you can push them. Take your friends, take your coworkers, get an authentic racing experience right here in Richmond. Also, take it from me, fishtailing your turns completely kills your time. Pull up the website and take a look for yourcards.com. It will track.
Pearson Mazda is the number one volume Mazda in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders choose. Come find out why. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month. And Mazda CX-5 for only $269 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and Westinghouse online at PearsonMazda.com.
Came 336 months, 12K miles per year, worth $1,969 to a signing exclusive tax title and $489 processing at 661.
You know when I'm traveling and I'm always all my DVR shows with me. A work trip here, a vacation there, just pile up. And I don't want to be always saying, stop talking. Why didn't somebody just make it possible for me to get my DVR shows on my tablet, on a plane, or on the beach, or wherever I am?
We're with you. You can stream or download or get your DVR shows on any mobile device, anywhere. Caribbean.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
Whatever. There too. It's perfect for people on the go. Switch to the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $79.99 a month for a whole year. And get plus at X1 DVR service. com.com/switch today. Offer ends 4/19/15. Restrictions apply. New play. Taxes and fees including broadcast extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Two-year term agreement required.
There's no spring job too big for a Duralast lawn and garden battery from Autos. Autos impact resistant construction and to improve performance and battery ruggedly dependable and proven tough to withstand extreme conditions. Get in the zone.
Thursday morning at 9ForLess.com. Buy one ticket and get a second ticket free to see The Aliens by the right Annie Baker live at Firehouse Theater. More at firehousetheater.org. Start saving Thursday morning at 9:20 at Richmond.com.
Are you having trouble? You need to speak to the boss. Are you tired of not being treated professionally because your car isn't in the best condition? Then boss. Do you know who has the power to help find you the credit approval you need? Well, boss. Keith Adams is the credit of Neil Honda. Keith has been making credit challenge customers in the Richmond area happy for years. He understands your unique situation. He'll deal with the right lending institutions that match your situation with the perfect solution. Ready for a new ride now? Call now at 804-414-1959 and do for you. That number, 414-1959. Let a real person solve a real info. Call 804-414-1959 today. For Keith Adams, the credit boss. Chester, all financing on approved HFS credit. Honda Dream Garage sales event ends 5/10/15.
Staples has everything that's every for your business needs. Get large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store or online. Discount before taxes. End 6/27. May not be combined with other offers. See store or staples.com. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen.
Richmond Traffic Center.
95 northbound, a slow goat near the Lombardi's collision now moved over to the Showtime Streets. Watch for collisions, Darbytown Road Avenue at Mosby Street, Marshall at Marshall, and on the side of Midlothian Turnpike near Alverser Drive.
Richmond's no in the
Yes, hi, who are you?
Jessica.
Yes, to you.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you file yet?
I have. Actually, me and my husband filed January, early February.
And?
Yeah, we got all of our stuff ready, our W-2s for our work and everything.
Don't you really realize that's what you want to do? Don't do what they want you to do.
I want to file early so we can have the money to pay off bills or whatever else we need to pay off.
Yep. You know what? Elliot controls his money. I'll hold up the team. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you know you can write off your prescription and you can write those on your taxes too?
Don't think I don't.
That had to be
I didn't know. I didn't know until my mother-in-law told me. I was like, "What?"
I do believe that it can be elective. Like for example, if like Diane, when you got your reduction, you could not have written expense.
No.
However, so there's the travel to and from doctors.
Exactly.
But like the CAT scans and all that other stuff, as well as the Medicaid, I didn't elect that, you can write all that off.
You can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But why did Tyler say up to a certain
kids
point?
At home.
No, I think the elective
part. It has to be 8% of your income.
I've never heard that.
Don't ask me for income. Yeah, 1%.
No, I think it could be anything.
I don't know.
But also, I only base my migraines and the expenses against my red line money. What are you listening to?
Dance.
All right, very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Sorry to hear.
Can I get a shirt?
Yeah, hold on. Sorry to hear about your medical. Hold on one. Medical, I believe, as long as it's not elective, you're good to go. But you can't write off. You can't.
No doy. But if it's clearly necessary,
then it's not elective. I mean, by definition,
that's what I'm
it's
saying,
not
like
elective.
Nose job.
Oh, Patrick says it's everything above 10%.
Of what?
That's what when I said your income.
Can
I confirm that, please?
Oh, but I'm still all of my medical gets written, so I'm good to go there.
Through
who? It's fantastic. same stuff that that Ovechkin gets.
Oh, you have access to, I feel bad. I'm blanking on his name.
Who
runs out there with the gloves?
No, I mean, I don't know if we could, but yeah, no, I don't use Smitty. Where am I going, Kaylee?
In one.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. By the way, don't think I didn't write off, shuttle at the beach. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's just okay. For the people who have just tuned in, it's
right.
You're not talking about
emissions. No.
You're talking about
for taxes.
Shots. Like drinking shots.
Yeah, we did butthole at the beach.
For what reason are you writing those off?
Business expense.
Had to.
Were we not working?
Yep.
Thank you. Biz totally wrote those off.
And Kaylee's parents.
They happen to be there. Not my it's not. I think we got work. I guarantee you at some point I mentioned it.
That's the key. That's expense of lunch.
Yeah.
Well, talked about work.
Exactly. Now, I didn't do it at the beach because there we were really discussing business. No, I took a picture with the waitress. Tell me that's not. I have record of that.
No. Twitter says that was Diane.
I do every cheers at dinner. Glasses up. I hate iHeart. That way I know we discussed work, and now we're good to go. Yeah,
hello?
No, you can go ahead, ma'am.
No, that's okay. I just had a comment on the whole IRA. my husband and I are both federal employees, and in January, we got Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield got.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, you got hacked? Yeah, I'd be very
mad. Well, guess what happened?
They filed under your Social Security number.
They did.
Yeah.
Our return got an ugly letter saying you owe us, you know, $6,000 and blah blah. It's been a
my
nightmare.
Return was 12 times. the there again. I don't, federal filing is. I'm not. I've never been a federal employee. I can't help you there. But no, I said that earlier this morning. Girlfriend of hers who say they somebody used filed under their Social Security number.
Right.
And now they're getting the whole thing. And Tyler, this thing happened. She had to get like a whole different ID.
Well, I mean, Anthem, the health insurer, credit month to month for free for 2 years.
Yeah, you know what? Crimea River, so did Michael, so did Bills.
Our credit is just a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, you know what? They always punish the victim, don't they?
Absolutely.
Hold on to their money till the last possible. You want to F with me? Now I F with you. Maybe small. It may be. You know what? Always the victim. Victim always gets punished. The monitor. I have to be careful to be ID. You catch it. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hi, how are you doing, Elliot?
Good. How are you?
Nah, I'm all right. I still back it, yeah.
You know what? I don't blame you. Right.
And they added some random ass, my language.
Right.
Random fee of $10 to take out of my thing. And I was like, what is this for? I didn't sign up for this.
Right, and by the way, you know when they're going to call you back at about 5:25 p.m.
Probably right when the deadline's done, and I'm like, what?
I mean, as long as you get it in the next day.
I hope so, because I already owe Virginia tax, so I mean,
I know.
I don't owe anybody else.
I know. I got one hand in the other. So.
Bend over.
I filed for dual states.
Yeah.
Alabama and one Virginia, I always owe Virginia.
Yeah, there's no getting around it.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know. But just right over a barrel, and they push you home like you're broken. In the morning. Oh. Say that after the tax deadline, which is today, obviously, after the tax deadline is higher on the car. Something about mileage. I'm going to go back and look at the book.
Oh, and you're falsifying records?
I'm going to go back and look at the book.
And then you write them off. I don't know.
Well, but there's something about taking advantage of the mileage versus the gas. I can't remember what it is. I'll look it up. I'll talk to Kreider. I'm sorry. Yes. Hi. Who's this? What's up, Jay? What's up? Hey.
Yeah, the military, but it gets funny. But I filed them, and I was getting $5,300 back, and it kicked it back because of some error. I was in that file, and my buddy told me how I like education benefits.
You know what? I want to talk to you in about a half an hour. Wait, education benefits, like for yourself?
No, it was I'm in the military, but I transferred them to my wife, and it turned out I was claiming exactly what I was supposed to, but my buddy told me how to double claim them, and I was able to get from $5,300 to $7,800.
Do it again. See if you can get to $10,000. Dude, that's awesome.
I was like, man, can I do it again? And
you want to be careful. I mean, you don't want to
I don't know if I can do it again next year, but I definitely.
You can definitely do it again next year. 100% do it again next year. The first time magazine started working, do you think I don't do that every year? Please. Absolutely. Dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, can I get a shirt?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. What did the guy say earlier? Oh, some guy's buddy got popped for. I don't call it fraud for mileage driving to and from work, but not everybody who does it gets caught.
That's your to apply that you like to do. Welcome to Rockville.
What am I doing?
They can't arrest everybody.
Amen.
It's your favorite thing going into any sort of music festival. By the way, if for some reason anyone is thinking of taking any of your horrible advice. Let it also be known that, yeah, you mentioned everyone's eligible, but it's just for the paperwork. By today, or
you have to pay what you think you owe.
Yeah.
You have to pay what you think you, what you estimate what you think you owe. Yep. If you don't think you owe.
But a lot of people think it's just you were extending.
Right.
That's not true.
Okay. Now let me jump in with some tax advice. if you have to pay what you think you, I think I owe $5. That's good enough. That's what I estimated.
And then
to.
You know you will pay a penalty.
When it's time, I'll be like, oh, it was more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, the other $4,000 that I owe you. It was going to be about $5-$10. But yeah, no. Extension doesn't mean you just put off when you pay. It just means it puts off.
By the way, David, thanks for the reminder. Just filed my return. There you go. Despite all the information, some bad. Most bad.
Yeah.
Taxes, smack shiz.
It's always that.
I'm not going to get the free chips.
I have all the queso or happy birthday.
Peas and carrots.
If you're at the Hard Rock.
Taxes smashes.
Let me take a quick break.
Why am I not saying it right?
Taxes.
My
cancer.
My
cancer schmancer. Spatches. I'm not going to get the part. Ashes.
Schmaxes.
Sounds like a Polish dessert.
Schmaxes.
Taxes.
What's the, who's the Nats new pitcher?
Scherzer.
First name?
Mac. Schmaxes.
What if I have two of them on my rotation?
Schmaxes.
There you go. Done. You're welcome. Give me one quick
break. That's the best advice of the last half hour.
We'll come back. Diane's got some dirt. After that, I will give tonight between the Caps and the Islanders.
Elliot.
What can I make for you?
I want
something from our new Mediterranean collection.
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with herbs, black olives, or any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy Tzatziki Greek flavors on a sandwich salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Richmond, let Veteran Vapors of Ashland help you say goodbye to winter and hello to spring with a refresh burst. Stop in and shop a variety and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find your love. Look, mention this ad to receive your purchase of $20 to $25 or by veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-29 on Facebook or go to veteranvapors.net.
How about this for a wake-up call? Walla Walla's breakfast for $3. Mix and match all your freshly made favorites. There's applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter croissant, savory turkey sausage on a bagel, or our sausage and French toast variety. Any two breakfasts is $3. They're definitely the highlight of your morning. Gotta have a Walla. Only see store for details.
Fact is, life's easier when you're... Everyone knows the best fishing the one off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. That is, unless you've got a... With best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover the way fishing holes before anyone else does. Bad news for fish, great news for you. When it comes to going farther and doing more, Ram puts some serious distance in the competition. Guts. Glory. Ram. Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab or 21 MPG Highway for $239 a month with $24.99 due at signing. Tax title license extra. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 MPG Highway based on available E4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by May.
The 15th of the month. And what better to go for a free rate quote? All you have to do or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And in minutes, you'll see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rockstar Energy Drink. $19. $19.99 all supplies last. And they will. Drink Slayer. King Diamond. Hell yeah. The Devil Wears Prada. And more. Friday, Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on 17 to 10 a.m. at London. Or all Ticketmaster outlets. All info at RockstarMayhemFest.com.
Diamond's ever 3-day store will enter this Friday through Sunday. Extra savings on virtually everything. All earrings on sale. All wedding rings, bangs on sale. For 3 days, Diamond's Direct's already unbeatable prices are even lower. Plus, special financing up to 48 months. Save big on designer jewelry, pearls, colored gemstones. A year store-wide. It's this weekend, only Saturday and Sunday, and only at Diamond's Direct. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Honestly, I'm not your queen. It'll make it 5 years. But I do know this. If it weren't for those new melt sandwiches, us groomsmen of us would be here tonight. 7-Eleven, your delicious meats and melty cheese save the day.
Lunch, try the all-new chicken Italian melt sandwiches. Only $2.99 at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. For a limited time.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Gwen sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana Lamp.
Or how you're probably are. But maybe not covered for hitting. Talk gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Spend June 21st to fight against Alzheimer's disease. Start a team for the Alzheimer's Association Day event and honor the millions. Visit ALZ.org longest day.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL1.
Heaven don't come by here. Born with a name to say, heaven don't come by here. Heaven don't come by here. Told my father there was no heaven don't.
By the way, I did forget something last break. That's what axes in. Make sure you tape a penny to the outside of the envelope. They love it. They get it. They know it's like a tax time. They love it. Anyway, we got to get into some. I will give you your tickets to go see the Caps take on the Islanders. Game one is tonight. Thank you very much to Jail. I'm Washington Boulevard in Laurel, Maryland. Jailbreakbrewing.com, Howard County's first full production with tasting room, featuring over 25 locally brewed beers. You'll also find them popping up all over Maryland. Jailbreak Brewing Company, stay through Friday, 3 in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night. Saturday from noon to 10 p.m., closed Sunday through Tuesday. You can book their tap room for your own or private event. So thank you very much to Jailbreak Brewing Company for coming in. And again, thanks to Old Town Poorhouse. All right, Diane, do a little bit of dirt, then we'll do some Caps tickets. So let's get into some dirt, please.
Fox tonight, American Idol Top 6, are going to be on the stage performing. Christine Chrisley starring on tonight's episode of Nashville over on ABC. It's going to bring back the old Claymation Celebrity Deathmatch.
Are they really?
The shows that people used to like so much. And, hitting celebrities Madonna going up against Michael Jackson. And
who did Marilyn Manson?
Was it Billy Corgan?
Was it?
Oh, no. Maybe I'm just thinking of them because they're touring.
Well, they're going out on tour, together. No, who in the day? That was like one of their biggies.
Charles Manson.
Oh, Marilyn against Charles. That
and
was
at one
one
point, Garth Brooks.
Oh, no kidding.
There's a whole wiki to the show. Like a whole like wiki site, not on a page.
Right.
Pilot episode 1, Charles Manson. Then he was in the Death Bowl 98 versus Hanson featuring Marilyn Manson.
Well, pretty good too.
And like he's him. Also
no ass, really?
He's a favorite.
Oh, F you, Donnie Einer.
So they're going to be bringing that back to the original brand from 1998 to 2. Another good week for NBC's World News Tonight. So now it has beat the NBC Nightly News, the perennial favorite among those who still watch the
ABC News is
David Muir. Yep. World News Tonight enjoying their most watch in 8 years. Now Lester Holt, who is filling in for Brian Williams, who's been on a 6 month in for telling some tall tales, and his wife and daughter Allison out walking around the streets of New York, really like the first time that you since all of that went down.
Family and a dog, hard one. There was something that was saying that they're saying he's out doing that and looking all family with a new dog that they adopted and the whole. And he's on the verge of making their announcement.
Of what? Announcement of what?
Whether he's coming back or not.
Oh, really?
There's no guarantee he's coming. So they were saying that word of that is starting to get out, and that's why he's Mr. Family Guy. I mean, and he still may be. I mean, you could be a Family Guy and lie your ass off. But that here I am with this dog that was in danger. But have they announced it yet? No, so no announcement. Breaking news, if you don't mind my jumping in, Diane. Reaches verdict in murder of New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez. So we got a verdict, but they just know it.
Speaking of ratings, only 1.5 million people watched the MTV Movie Awards on Sunday night. That is almost from last year at 2.8 million. Meanwhile, people tuning in to watch the season premiere of Game of Thrones on Sunday night, even though so many of the episodes leaked out tonight. His longtime girlfriend, Alexis Rock's parents. She is 33. He is 65. He only has his daughter, Alexa Ray, who is 29, the daughter that he had with Christina earlier about how there's a new promo going out for Bruce Jenner, Diane Sawyer. It doesn't really basically just a short film, and then it's basically the announcer talking. Here's how that sounds.
Friday night, April 24th on ABC.
My whole life.
Be ready for this.
Bruce Jenner, the interview, the journey, the decisions, the future, the Diane Sawyer. Friday, April 24th.
So a week from this Friday. Meanwhile, his son Brody is on E! Called Sex with Sex, a new four-episode roundtable discussion about sex, love, and Ramir in the Machine's Florence Welch actually broke her foot when she jumped off the stage at Coachella. Apparently, she says because of that, her performances are going to have to be somewhat stripped back as she heals. She says that it's not what you were. I hope it's just as enjoyable if you're out there going to see us. Jennifer Lopez set to star. There's I'd Like To, which is described as kind of like Bridesmaids meets First Wives Club, although they haven't really put out any new plot. It has been over 5 years. Got Guitar Hero. Oh, that goes back to 2009. There's a new one in development called Guitar Hero Live. Going to come out in the fall. It'll give you a first-person from bandmates, crowds, roadies. It'll have songs by The Stones, Green Day, Ed Sheeran, Fall Out Boy. Yeah, I mean, but they said...
Going back to...
Yeah.
Isn't that a little long, though?
It'll have a new
I just wonder. I wonder if it's too far gone.
During its prime in 2009, Guitar Hero topped other dollars in sales.
Yeah. Oh, not surprised. They should have kept it going.
I like what he said, though. It's a whole new audience. Nah.
I mean, I'll still do it.
Norman Reedus. Norman. The rumors about him licking out of hand. That's what he's talking to people about. Thing. I'll be honest. I do time. He said they even asked him to stop licking people, but he is adamant he does not lick people that he knows. Some romance rumors about Jake. He has been seen out and about at least with Rachel McAdams, which
I know that's
what
a
he
Maggie.
Texted you. Apparently, they supposedly got close while filming for an upcoming movie called Southpaw. That's the one where we've seen him all jacked up. Kicking off their North American portion of their 50th anniversary tour tonight in Tampa. And O.J. Simpson is okay. Reportedly, though, he did get slammed against the cafeteria. A white supremacist who got this O.J. cut in line.
No cutters.
He was afraid.
No cutters.
They said
you learned that in elementary school.
He was afraid for a while, but apparently the guy got
dropped. All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. And tonight, Game 1, Best of 7 Series, Capitals and the Islanders. You call me right now, I have a pair of tickets for you, so let's get underway tonight. Please, if you cannot use these tickets tonight, please do not call. Let's not take them away from somebody who can use them tonight. We'll get back in here tomorrow, Game 2. So go tonight, call me, 866-235. It's going to be nuts tonight. Playoff hockey is one of the greatest things ever. I'll get you in for tonight, but please, only call if you can go. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-54.
Morning. This is XL102, After Elliot.
Incredible is getting a insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Journey with a salad. Then pick from entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $19.99. Or try the fire pot in a sauce that's so good, grilled dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect for ever invented. Is your fire over? Not even close. Because just when you think it does with our new is, that's like getting a present in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of five entrees and dessert. All starting at $19.99. Team's incredible simple deal won't last. Grill. Incredible. Press serve daily. Go to Brilltum today to receive your $10 gift. Now that's incredible.
Hey, it's TMO, and something very easy to remember. We got it at HH Greg. New washer, dryer? Greg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, ovens, and ranges. Hundreds of appliances, plus next-day delivery. Thank you. And right now at HH Greg, get up to 20 financing, plus save an extra 5% for your HH Greg credit card. Visit HH Greg and HHGreg.com. And prices, fast delivery, Greg's got it. Subject to credit approval, next-day delivery appliances only. See store for details.
Hard day, and that's how they feel. Here's powders and sprays control sweat and odor immediately and all day. Super activated formulas destroy odor, absorb sweat, and leave comfortable. Kick off your shoes with confidence.
This is Rick Hennessy in Richmond's Deal of the Day.
Two Acura TSX in gray. This car is available today for only $14,998.
Located off I-64 in Short Pump. Rick.com.
New Flavor Owns. RVA Vapes is the only place within a 2-hour drive that carries juicy Ohm. Juice of gushing flavors like Ohm, Ohm, Wacky Pony. There's Ohm, Ohm. This flavor will always remind you of your childhood memories and make you feel right, oh, right. I mean, Ohm, Juicy Ohms at RVA. The people's choice for vape products and accessories at RVA. 6100 West Broad Street at RVAVapes.com. Vape.com or call 3083 RVA Vapes.
Welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a croissant sandwich with...
I'm sorry, what's that word? You're right.
What sandwich?
Oh, you mean gross. Sure, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Are you having trouble getting a speak to the boss? Tired of not being treated professionally because your credit isn't in the best condition? Then you need... You know who has the power to help find you the credit approval you need? Who else? The boss. As the credit boss at Colonial Honda. Keith has been making credit challenge customers in the rich for years. Because he understands. Knows how to deal with those that match your situation with the perfect solution. If you're ready for a new ride now, Credit Boss now at 804-414-1959. And see what Keith can do for you. That number again is 804-414-19. Let a real person solve you. Call 804-459 today. And the Credit Boss at Colonial Honda in Chester. All financing on approved HFS sales event ends 5-10-15.
Use your whole consumer credit card and get 10% off for up to 24 months special financing on all flooring. Maybe, or one day. Let's wait and see. Carpet, tile, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate. And that's yours. Let's do this. Save 10% or get special finance on any flooring purchase. More savings, the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 15th, U.S. only. Subject to credit and supply.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs to military veterans who otherwise obtain them on their own. With entertainment, Vets in Rehab can use webcams granted every day. To donate new or used DVDs, or to learn more, please go to DVDs4.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, vets.org.
From the Tom Henning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, XL, Richmond, Morning.
I just make a wild out.
Telly in the morning. Real quick, before we get a winner. So they nailed him guilty for... Damn! Is it today's? And I know it was first...
Today was day 7, yeah.
Yeah, so it was either going to be first degree, second degree, or obviously nothing. Mm-hmm. When it took that long, I swear to God, I thought degree because they would never all... I wanted to believe the delay was getting everybody to agree to first degree.
Yeah.
So that it was a degree. Nobody thought that. I thought that they were been hung up in that getting everybody in that room to agree to first degree. So wow, so he got first degree. Tyler, what'd you say? People in the gallery?
I guess so. Yeah.
Or the galley, whatever they call
it. So that's automatic
plane.
Automatic life, no parole, right?
I believe so. Isn't it?
Second degree, I think there was a 15.
Yeah, first degree, third degree there won't be. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we'll see all day. God, there's so many trials going on. All right, so, but you know what? Good, That wraps one up.
We got,
Well, the jury's got the Eytan Pates case right now.
Yes. And there's James Holmes,
sorry. I always mess those up.
Colorado.
That one just got, and what was the other one? There's one more that we're going to go to sentencing. Right. All right. All right. Little pick me up. 866-235-5468. Hi, who's this?
Who's me?
Yes, it is. Who are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm so freaking excited.
Oh, good. So that means you can go tonight?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I've never gone to a playoff game before.
Oh my God. You've never different than a regular season game. No, give it up. Playoff hockey is hockey times 10. It is times 100.
Oh,
so
my God.
Goddamn good.
Yay.
That arena is going to be nuts tonight. So listen, here's what I'm going to do. Kaylee's going to get some info. You will be there tonight for game one between the Capitals and the Rangers. Make sure you're in your seats early. It's early. We'll have like a whole thing up on the board. Obviously but that arena will be electric. Hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and I will I'll see you down in tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, me too. All right, very good. Hold tight 1 second for me, please, please. All right, so you do get game one tonight between the Caps and the Islanders. What comes to game two? Oh, I want tonight to go so well. Oh, God. Oh, God damn, I want tonight to go so well. So game one tonight, game two is on Friday night between the Caps and the Islanders as the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway. Up to the Jailbreak Brewing Company, Town Poorhouse. Jailbreak Brewing Company, located in Laurel, Maryland. 9440 Boulevard. Jailbreak, Howard County's first full production brewery, along with tasting rooms. Over 25 locally brewed beers. You'll look all over Maryland. Tap is open Wednesday through Friday, 3 in the afternoon at night. Saturday, doors close Sunday through Tuesday. You can book their tap room for your company or private event. I do know that when the tap room's open, they do soap trucks out there, to serve NJ Waffles, who are freaking awesome. To Jailbreak Brewing, brewing.com. And thank you very much to Old Town Poorhouse. They are located in Gaithersburg at downtown Crown. 212 Ellington Boulevard.com/Gaithersburg. A restaurant featuring over 90 global craft beers on tap. The food is great. Food is fantastic. So again, you could stop in, you can go for a quick dinner. You could also have your next event there. Take advantage of their big outdoor patio. I got certificates for you. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. Kaylee will get you. Tomorrow morning, last pair of tickets to join us for our VIP. With Walk the Moon, you'll also that. I'll have another pair of tickets for Sons. I have another pair of tickets for you to see the Caps take on the Islanders. Another pair of tickets to Matthews. Way too much stuff. Way too. Facebook.com/EITM online. That will lay everything out for you. Facebook.com/EITM. Oh, and our buddy Judah Friedlander will be in here tomorrow morning as well. Everybody, see everybody back here tomorrow. And see us home.
The day is another day. It's gone away. Tomorrow, though, we'll celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell, farewell, and say goodbye. I hate to go and leave us behind. So long, farewell, and say adieu.
Thank you.
See you and you and you.
Hey!
He loves the cocaine, yeah! Hello, farewell, I'll be here saying goodbye. Bye, see you, the time to say goodbye. Goodbye!
Bye!
I have to go, I cannot take a time. I rock!
Bye, guys.
See ya.
WRX.
An iHeart radio station.
A new generation of XL1 in Richmond. Broadcast around the world on iHeart Radio.
This.
This is Richmond's alternative. XL102.